to resume, Alt-P again, it toggles. And then when you're at the end of the discussion, want to leave the room, do an Alt-R to stop the recording. And then an Alt-F4, and you'll find it in My Documents under My Conference Recordings. And you'll be able to find it there. We'll also have it archived on our website. So you're going to get it one way or the other here. Okay, about 35 seconds to go here, and then we will begin. We want to start on time because this is being recorded by someone called Archiver. You've probably seen it there. To see who's in the room, to browse, F6. See who's in the room, F7. And text chat, F8. You put your comment and enter, and F9, we read it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you today to, this is, of course, July 23rd. Want to welcome you to this Tech Talk training session. We're really excited about it. And we'll have Pat introduce our speakers very shortly. First, though, I want to tell you that as you go along and listening to the presentation, if you have a question, you simply hit F8, put the letter Q, your name automatically pops up with it, and enter. And you will be in line, and when we have questions, Fred, who's assisting us here, will read the screen, and we'll call you one at a time. We want to give everybody a chance who has questions. If you don't have a mic, I would suggest you just put up a question, and Fred will read it when he can down the queue. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm very pleased to introduce the founder of AccessibleWorld.org and our events coordinator, Mrs. Pat Price. Okay, we are not hearing you. Let me hold it down a second and see if Pat is right there at the mic. We're going to give her the mic, so everybody back away, please, and we'll give it over to Pat Price here.
Bob, I don't see Pat in the room.
Uh-oh, she may have gotten knocked out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll do it, but it won't be as good as Pat because she's so graceful and classy at this, but I'll do my best. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very honored tonight to have HumanWare Canada with us and HumanWare United States to discuss the Victor Stream. You've read our releases about it. It's the new talk of every list, and we thought we'd bring these gentlemen, Mike and Jerry, with us to talk about it. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce Mike Gibson. We've known Mike before when he discussed the Braille note with us. We're going to introduce Mike, who will introduce Jerry for us. So, Mike, the microphone is yours, and welcome.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here once again with everyone. I must confess that I'm not as strong on the Victor Stream, but I'm loving it so far, so that's why I've brought Jerry with us. Jerry is the Victor product manager from HumanWare Canada, and so I'm going to let Jerry run most of the presentation, and I'll have a small part in it, but I'm going to let Jerry do most of the talking this evening, and then we'll both be available for questions afterwards. So without any further ado, I introduce to everyone Jerry from HumanWare Canada. Jerry, go ahead and take it away.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Jerry Chevalier, the product manager for the Victor Reader line of digital talking books players. I'm very pleased to join you on Tech Talk tonight. It's my first presentation on Tech Talk. I'm a screen reader user, so the demo gods, if they prevail with me and all the technology works, hopefully we'll get through and have a great demo. I've got some interesting things to show you about the stream, and Mike's going to do a little bit of the presentation when I'm done, and then we're going to open it up for questions. So like any good presentation, I've got a little 2-minute MP3 queued up here on my laptop just to introduce the stream, so I'm going to let that play first.
Download your favorite books and MP3s on your stream and leave home with your library in the palm of your hand. HumanWare presents Victor Reader Stream, the only DAISY MP3 player that offers you so much in such a small package. Since it is ultra-compact and sleek, you can take it everywhere. It stores your books, e-text files, music, and voice recordings on a removable SD card. This little player packs a mighty punch, offering high performance and advanced navigation features such as navigation by chapter section, page, and bookmarks. Level 1.
Because We Are Canadians, a battle about this Daisy Talking book. Cover material. Chapter 1.
Go to Features to jump to a specific page heading, book or bookmark. Go to page. Page 116.
I was very glad to be in on their capture.
Navigation of multiple books, MP3 folders,
notes,
and voice notes.
Book.
Daisy books. 2. Books. Music. 1. Book. Advanced bookmark functions. Insert bookmark. Accelerated fast forward rewind with audible feedback.
This is too difficult. Together. There were preachers, German sympathizers.
You can also use its built-in text-to-speech to read books in text format, such as Bookshare.
Star Trek, the next
and
generation.
That's not all. There are many more functions, including an integrated microphone to record voice notes. With its USB port, you can easily transfer books and music from your PC. Victor Reader Stream lets you read and navigate through complex books, such as reference manuals and school books, as well as novels and magazines. No other Daisy player offers you so much in such a small package, and at such an affordable price. Victor Reader Stream can be bought online at www.humanware.com.
So, thank you very much. Once again, I'm assuming that my my microphone is locked. I have to turn off. I've got some noise here coming through. Just one moment, please. Okay, we're in business. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding the Victor Reader Stream in my hand. This player is truly compact. I would say a little bit bigger than a deck of playing cards. It's about 4.6 inches in length and about 2.5 inches in width and a little bit less than an inch thick. It weighs about 6 ounces with the battery included and can easily fit into your shirt pocket. If I was to describe the player, looking at the face of the player and coming from the bottom up, I'll describe to you what keys are on the player. We have at the bottom a cluster of 3 keys. In the middle is a rectangular key, which is play and stop. To its left we have a rewind key, and to its right a fast forward key. If I move just above the play stop key, we have a horizontal oval, which is the sleep button, and when you press that, each successive press gives you a different sleep timer. You can have 15 minutes, 30, 45, or 60 minutes, and the machine will play for that length of time and then power off. Just above the sleep button is a cluster of 12 keys, which is a telephone-style numeric keypad. This is the main cluster of navigation and function keys for the Victor Reader Stream. In the middle of the telephone keypad, we have a numeric key, a number 5 key with a little dot in the middle so you can orient yourself. And the Victor Reader style of book navigation and music navigation is all centered around the number 5 key. We use a cluster of 4 arrow keys, up, down, left, and right. Up and down are the 2 and 8 keys on either side of the 5, above and below. And to the left and right, we use the 4 and 6 keys as move back and move forward keys. So when you're navigating in a book, you use 2 and 8 to choose the level of navigation. That might be chapter or section or a page and so on. And once you've chosen the level of navigation, then you use the 4 and 6 keys to move back or forward at the chosen level. Above the numeric keypad, just above the number 1 key, we have a go to page key. You press this key when you want to enter in a direct page number, which you type on the keypad. So, for example, I would press go to page and then type 54 and press the play button. It would then find in the recorded audio page 54 and start playback there. And incidentally, that page 54 would correspond to the print page in the equivalent print book. Just above the number 3 key on the numeric keypad, we have a bookmark key. This key you press multiple times to perform different kinds of bookmark functions, such as inserting the bookmark. You can press it to go to a specific bookmark. They're sequentially numbered, so if you remember your numbers, you could go to bookmark number 5 and return specifically to that place. There's a browse bookmarks, which lets you, when you select to browse the bookmarks, then you use the 4 and 6 keys to move backward and forward through your bookmark list in the book. Just in between the go to page key and the bookmark key, so just above the number 2 key, we have a little LED green light indicator. We know that many of our users, probably 90% of them, have some measure of vision. Myself, I have very, very low vision, but I can actually benefit from this light. When you turn the unit on, it glows green. And when the unit is plugged to AC power and recharging, the light will blink so that you have a visual indicator that it's recharging. We also reproduce that information in an audio form because there is an information key that you can press, the number 0 key on the telephone number pad. We'll also tell you the state of the battery and the state of the recharging. We're still on the front face of the player. If I move up above the LED, so now I'm on the top 1 inch of the player, I'll feel with my fingers on the left a little speaker grill, and on the right I'll feel a little grill for a built-in microphone. Now the speaker grill is housing a small PDA class speaker. So this speaker, I would say, is not suitable for listening to talking books. But it is very convenient as a backup or secondary access when you need to get quick access to the player and you don't want to fiddle with finding headphones. Truly, the player is a headphone player like most MP3 players, but we do provide the speaker for convenience if you just want to check something quickly. I would say you'd have to have it within 24 inches in a quiet room to actually listen to a book. So. In fact, in my case, I have put it on a bedside table in a hotel room, which is very quiet, and I can listen. But ideally, this is a headphone player, so if I was going to make dinner and want to put the player on the kitchen counter while I'm moving about the kitchen, I would certainly plug in an external speaker. To the right, we have the built-in omnidirectional microphone. It does have a recording capability, the Victor Reader Stream. So you can record through this microphone, and by omnidirectional we mean that it will listen all around the room. So it's convenient for recording meetings or classroom lectures. There's also a built-in microphone jack, so if you want to do more specific functions like plug in a directional microphone for doing interviews, you also have that capability. So that's the top face of the player. Now if I look along the left edge of the player, in the top left corner is a little round button, which is the power on and power off button. We press and hold this button to turn the player on. This way, press and hold is a very positive action that you don't do accidentally, so you deliberately press and hold the player and it will come on. And again, press and hold to turn it off. So very convenient to control in a backpack or that kind of environment where you're going through an airport security and you want to ensure the player is off. You turn the power off and it will be off. Just below the power button, we have an up and down arrow which controls the settings for volume, variable speed, and tone. So once the player is powered on, the power button takes a toggle function. The first time you press it, it will switch to variable speed, and then the up and down arrow just below it will raise and lower the speed of the player. If you press the button again, the power button, it will select the tone control, and in this case, the up and down arrow will change the tone, raise and lower it. And if you press the power button again, it'll return back to its volume setting, so in this case, the up and down arrow will in fact change the volume. Every time you turn the player on, it will be default to the volume setting stage. Knowing also that people will probably want to have different volume settings on the speaker as opposed to the headphones, the player does conveniently remember the volume setting separately for the speaker as opposed to the headphones. This means if you have the speaker volume fairly high, let's say at 8 or 9, but you have your headphones at maybe only 2 or 3, if you pull the headphones out and listen to the speaker, you don't have to reset the volume. It's going to remember the higher volume setting that you had used on the speaker, and then when you plug the headphones back in, it will automatically return to the setting that was set for the headphones. So very convenient that way. On the top edge of the player, we have three items to describe to you. In the center is a horizontal slot for storing the SD memory card. This player does rely on an SD memory card for all of its content, book content, music content, text files, and voice recordings. The SD card can handle the newer high-capacity formats such as are on the 4GB and 8GB cards. And if you structure the card according to some reserved folder names that we've set up, then the bookshelf key, which I'll show you later, will allow you to access different types of content on that SD card. To the left of the SD card slot is a USB mini jack, which will allow you to connect the player to a personal computer. We do supply a USB cable in the package. And so when you connect the player to your personal computer, it will be recognized as a standard Windows USB drive. So if your CD drive is letter D, let's say, then likely when you plug in the stream, it will be recognized as drive letter E. And now to move content to this SD card, you simply use Windows Explorer. There's no special file filtering software required or transfer software required. You can select the files off of your PC with Windows Explorer and just copy and paste them to the E drive, which in this case would be the actual SD card that's inside the stream. Interestingly enough, we provide a little short cable about 3 inches, so there's a long cable to connect to your PC, but in the box you'll also find a very short cable of about 3 inches, which will connect a USB thumb drive. So if you have some content on a USB stick and you want to quickly access that content without having to transfer it to an SD card, you can in fact do that by plugging it in on the short cable to the USB mini jack. In the future, the NLS Library of Congress people will be providing books on special book cartridges. That'll be in 2008. And we will be able to connect the book cartridge also with this short little cable. To the right of the SD card slot is an AC adapter jack. So this is where you plug in the AC adapter that comes with the stream. And when you plug it in, it will recharge the internal battery. The battery is lithium ion. It has a capacity of about 12 to 15 hours of playback and takes about 4 hours to recharge. So a pretty quick charge time, and we're very happy with the playback we're getting from that battery. If I move now to the right-hand side of the player, the right edge, I have two jacks at the top of the player. The top right is the headphone jack. And this is also where you'd plug in an external speaker if you wanted to have enough volume to fill the room. Just below the headphone jack is the connector, the jack for the directional or external microphone. And about halfway down the right-hand side of the player is a key that's fairly flush, red in color, and this is the record key. We made it flush with the player so that it doesn't protrude and you can't accidentally press record when you're holding the player in your hand. On the back of the unit, we have a removable battery holder, so there's a plate, plastic plate that slides off like most your TV remote control or cell phone, and the lithium ion battery is inside there. So it is fully changeable by the user, and you can have extra batteries if you wish. And the battery is very easy to insert, and it's geometrically designed so that it only goes in one way, and that's the good way, so you don't have to worry about putting it in upside down or anything like that. So that concludes the physical description. And now I'm going to just quickly show you some of the features. The first thing to describe is what we call the key describer feature. If I turn the player on and I have no SD card loaded, the unit will be automatically in what we call key describer. So when I press keystrokes, it will announce the name of the key. So if you want to browse your player and learn the keys quickly, this is a good way to do it, or just to refresh your memory at some point if you want to explore the keys. So for example, at the bottom center of the player, if I press the play stop key,
play stop, no media.
It tells me the play stop key and tells me that I have no media, which is true because I just removed the SD card. So I'll just explore some of the other keys. To the left of the play stop, we have
rewind.
And to the right,
fast forward.
Just above,
sleep.
And just above the sleep, we have the keys of the telephone number pad. I'll explore a few of those.
Scroll up, 2. Scroll down, 8.
So that's the up and down choice for choosing navigation level.
Move back, 4. Move forward, 6.
So the left and right arrows move back and move forward, number 4 and number 6 keys. And in the middle,
where am I, 5,
is the number 5 key, which tells us where we are in the music or the book. The number 1 key,
bookshelf, 1,
is how you find the different types of content on the player. We'll do that in a minute. We have the concept of bookshelves, and each bookshelf is a different type of content, and there can be multiple books on each bookshelf.
Menu, 7.
The number 7 key is a menu, and again, this is a very advanced device, so we do have some configuration settings. For example, on the music bookshelf, you might want to set random or shuffle or loop play, and you have those kinds of choices so you can play your music randomly or in a loop continuously. We also have in the menu the advanced DAISY options that are referred to in the DAISY world as skippable elements. And some books, if they are produced with skippable elements, it means that the reader can decide to listen or not to listen to those elements. And skippable elements would be things such as producer notes, footnotes, sidebars, and so on. If you set, and even page numbers. So, for example, if you set skippable page numbers to be skipped in the configuration menu, then you'd never hear the page numbers. And if you set the sidebars to be skipped, the player simply wouldn't play those. Alternatively, you could select to play those, and you would hear all of those elements. And again, that's a very advanced DAISY function, and it would only be available for book producers that have chosen to mark those particular skippable elements in their book production process. Just above the number 1 key, as we described earlier, we have
go to page.
And above 3,
bookmark.
And on the left side, we have the up and down arrows for changing different settings.
Volume 13.
So I'm currently set at volume 13. As you see, the machine is very friendly and gives you a lot of information as a blind or low vision user. You'll notice that all of these prompts are in a human voice. That's not by accident. All of the predictable messages of Victor Reader, which include audio information messages, as well as the echoes for key presses, are done with pre-recorded audio messages, just to make it very clear and easy to understand. People refer to it as the Victor voice. We've been using this voice for some years now in our existing Victor Reader players all over the world, and so we certainly wanted to reproduce that on the stream.
Text only book,
Call of the Wild.
So what you've heard there is I've now just inserted the SD card, and the player immediately went to the bookshelf, and it found the last book that I had been reading on this player. It's entitled Call of the Wild, and in fact, this is a Bookshare book. So what I want to show you here is quickly, we'll just play a little bit in the context, and you'll hear. Now, Bookshare books, as you understand, are all, they're DAISY NISO books, but in fact, these NISO books are text only, so they have no recorded audio. The NISO books that Bookshare puts up do have a degree of navigation, page and chapter style navigation, but they do not have any recorded audio.
And over this great domain Buck ruled, here he was born, and here he had lived the 4 years of his life. It was true, there were other dogs. There could not but be other dogs on.
So as you see, we've got a different kind of, I think, very high-quality human-sounding voice built into the Victor Reader stream. What you heard there was the built-in text-to-speech, and it was reading a text-only book, the Bookshare book. And this is an interesting new voice that comes from Nuance Technologies. They're the same people that produce Eloquence, which people who use JAWS will be familiar with Eloquence. And Nuance has evolved Eloquence now into a new voice called Vocalizer, the voice you just heard. And the interesting thing about Vocalizer that we're very pleased with at Humanware is that it has the comfortable human sound to it, but it also incorporates some of the features in Eloquence that many of us who use screen readers will appreciate, and that's the ability to be reasonably intelligible at high speed. So we sort of have the best of both worlds, the Eloquence ability to play at high speed and also the human sounding voice. If I return to the bookshelf by pressing the number one key.
Bookshelf, Daisy Books, 3. Books, 1.
Call of the Wild.
So you heard quite a bit of information there. The player confirmed in human recorded voice that I was on the bookshelf, the Daisy Books bookshelf, and there were 3 books on this bookshelf. The first one is Call of the Wild. So now if I use my 4 and 6 keys, I can navigate along this bookshelf and find out what those other 2 books are. So I'll press the 6.
2.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
Now, this book is a recorded Daisy book, but it's a very advanced Daisy book because I would like to show you a little bit of the advanced features in terms of this book describes or presents to us the concept of a full-text, full-audio Daisy book. This was produced by the CNIB Library up in Canada. And the book is fully recorded with a human narration, but at the same time, on the SD card, I also have the equivalent text for that full book. So we can move back and forth with Victor Reader Stream between the recorded audio and equivalent text of the book. And this is very useful if you wanted to navigate, for example, to a given word that the narrator announced, and maybe you want to know how to spell that word, for example. So let's just play a little bit first of the recorded portion. So this is a Daisy book you're listening to now.
The school equipment consisted of a map of the world, a blackboard, a stove, crude desks and benches, and on a box behind the door, the pail of drinking water.
And as it is a Daisy book with page markup, we can use the 2 and 8 keys on the menu pad. Remember, we said that 4 and 6 move, navigate through the book at the chosen navigation level. So if I move with the number 8 key, I will navigate around the menu of navigation levels. Let's just listen to that. I'm going to press 8 several times.
Page. Phrase. Time jump. 1. Level. 1. Level. 2. Page. Phrase. Time jump. 1 minute. Level. 1.
So you see I'm going around in circles by continually pressing the 8 key. I'm being presented with all the navigation choices for this book. And if I press the number 2 key, I would go through the same menu but in the reverse order. So you heard, for example, level 1, level 2. Typically in a Daisy book, level 1 will represent chapter navigation. Level 2 would then be a section within each chapter. And we also heard on this book that they do have page navigation, so I can move back and forth through the book by page, or in fact type in a page number. And we also heard time jump 1 minute. Time jump is an artificial navigation that Victor Reader Stream adds to the Daisy levels, and it just lets me move through the book, in this case, back or forward by 1 minute intervals. In fact, on the configuration menu, you can change that 1 minute interval to be 5 minutes or 10 minute intervals as well. So let's just go to level 1.
Time jump 1. Phrase. Hey, level 2. Level 1.
And now if I press the play key and then start navigating by chapter, because I am at level 1, chapter level navigation, if I press the 6 key while it's playing, it will in fact jump from chapter to chapter. Let's just try that.
And a tin dipper. The Tanu.
So chapter 2.
Jimmy had a good boat. He and his wife Louisa agreed. 3. Skidans. Jimmy the Indian knew the jagged reefs of Skidans Bay. 4. Kamshua. Tanu.
So you heard there, I just navigated by a chapter from chapter 2 to chapter 3 to chapter 4. That was simply three presses of the 6 key. And I'll go back now, let's say, to chapter 4 and 3 using the 4 key.
Skedans and Kumshua. 4. Kumshua. Tanu. 3. Skedans.
So now we're on chapter 3. Now let's explore the full text of this book. Because we're now in chapter 3, I'll let it play just a few seconds of the recorded audio, and then I'm going to press the number 9 key on the telephone number pad, and this will allow me to switch into the equivalent text at the same position of the book.
Jimmy the Indian knew the jagged reefs of Skedan's Bay by heart.
Daisy text.
So I just pressed number 9, and it's telling me I'm going to switch to the Daisy text mode now. So if I press play.
Jimmy, the Indian, knew the jagged reefs of Skedan's Bay by heart. He knew where the...
So you see that we started at exactly the same spot, but instead we were in the text and we were using the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech voice to hear that. If I press number 9 again.
Daisy audio.
It will switch me back to the recorded audio, and I press play.
He knew where the bobbing kelp knobs grew, and that their long...
So you can see the value of this kind of advanced DAISY functionality, especially in a textbook or a reference book where you might, in fact, want to interrogate the actual text of the book to find certain words. And really, it requires a producer to produce a very advanced book, but certainly if you get these kind of books, you can rest assured that your stream is going to handle them for you. Let's just try the go-to-page option in this book, because we did hear that it had page navigation.
Long hose-like tubes were waiting to strangle his propeller. Today, the face of the bay...
Go to page 2, 1.
My Indians never said to me, hurry and get this...
So I just typed the go to page key, and then I pressed 2, 1, 21, and I pressed play. So I should have arrived on page 21. In this particular book, the narrator is not announcing the page numbers, but if I press the number 5 key, which is our where am I key, it should confirm that I've arrived on page 21.
Where am I? Page 21. Heading 15.
4. Kumshua.
So you can see that 21 was the beginning of chapter 4, and when I pressed the where am I, the stream told me that I was on page 21 and that I was on heading number 15 in the DAISY list of headings, and in fact it announced the chapter name, which was chapter 4, Kumshua. So quite a bit of information. The other information key that I told you about earlier is the number 0 key, which tells us information about the book as well as the player. Let's press that now and just listen to what we have about this particular book under our information key, number 0.
Info.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
130 pages, 31 headings. Total time, 3 hours, 44 minutes, 14 seconds. Time elapsed, 55 minutes, 56 seconds. Time remaining, 2 hours, 48 minutes, 18 seconds. 0. Bookmark in this book. 13. Books. Battery powered, battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 0.2.5, model 303, stream. Serial number 95-1303-000245.
So you can see there we give you a lot of information, the title of the book, the number of pages, and the elapsed time, remaining time that's been read, and so on, the number of bookmarks you've got in the book, and then some information about the player, including the version number of the software, and in fact including the serial number. So everything you need to know about your player and about the book you're reading is contained right here. I think now let's just quickly check the bookmark key. I don't want to take too much time doing every function because we want to try and turn it over for calls. So I'm just going to press the bookmark key to let you see the choices that are on this key.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark.
So it's coming around to the start of the menu again. So certainly inserting the bookmark, going to the bookmark, browsing the bookmarks, and we also have the concept of a highlight bookmark, very useful for students studying textbooks like you might find from RFB&D. Highlight bookmark is like a two-ended bookmark. It lets you mark the beginning and the end of a passage, and when you go to that bookmark, it will read that passage and then stop. So if you were trying to remember the verse of a poem, for example, or a very important two or three sentences in your textbook, you could highlight those, just like a sighted person would use a highlighter to mark an important three or four lines in a print book. And then the stream, when you play that back, will play just that passage. A simple bookmark is a single-ended bookmark, and when you insert that, then when you return to the bookmark, it just marks the beginning of your passage that you marked earlier and starts playing at that point. So let's try the variable speed now. I want to say about the variable speed, very important to people who listen to a lot of talking books to be able to vary the speed. And on Victor Reader Stream, the variable speed is part of the player, so it has nothing to do with formatting the file. When you transfer the file over from Windows Explorer, you do have the ability to then, after it's transferred to the SD card, so it's on board with the stream, you can vary the playback with corrective pitch correction while you're listening on the fly, raising and lowering the speed at will. So let's start this book playing again and just adjust the speed a little bit.
Invalid entry.
Oops, that's because I pressed the bookmark key, but I wasn't putting a bookmark in.
Over so that we may go home and be more comfortable. Indians are comfortable everywhere.
Okay, you're going to hear me press the power button once, which will toggle my choice of volume setting and switch it over to speed. And then I'm going to press the up arrow and just raise the speed a little bit, and then I'll lower it again and come back online.
Not far from the house sat a great wooden raven, mounted on a rather low pole. His wings were flattened to his sides. A few feet from him stuck up an empty pole. His mate had sat there, but she had rotted away long ago, leaving him moss-grown, dilapidated, and alone to watch dead Indian bones. For these two great birds had been set, one on either side of the doorway, of a big house that had been full of dead Indians who had died during a smallpox epidemic.
So you heard the speed go up, and then as I started reducing the speed, you eventually heard a little pop, a little audible sound that just gives me a confirmation that I'm back to the zero volume setting. Which is normal speed. If I stop the playback and then press the up and down arrows, I will actually get audible feedback on which speed setting I'm using. So, for example,
speed 1, speed 2, speed 1, speed 0.
And you heard the beep on the speed 0 to confirm that that's the normal setting. And I can go below 0.
Speed minus 1, speed minus 2, speed speed 0.
And so on, so that I have full control over the speed. The same thing happens with tone. If I press the power button to toggle the tone setting,
tone.
Then I can go up and down the tone control.
Tone 1, tone 2, tone 1, tone 0.
Again, I get a beep to tell me I'm at normal flat tone with no modification.
Tone minus 1, tone minus 2, tone minus 1, tone 0.
And press the power button one more time to bring us back to volume.
Volume.
Okay, so let's quickly now return to the bookshelf key number 1. We have explored the bookshelf of the Daisy books.
Bookshelf, Daisy books, 3, books, 2.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
And every time I press bookshelf, it will bring me back to the current book on that particular bookshelf. So now press it one more time to see what the next bookshelf is.
Other books, 3, books, 1.
Vocalizer.
So this is what we call other books will be recorded books again, typically MP3 books, but these would be unstructured books, so there would be no navigation. So for example, if you bought the Harry Potter book on MP3 CD at the bookstore, and you copied all those MP3 files onto your SD card, you would have a recorded book, but not a navigable one. It would be unstructured. So in this case, you would put that book in the Victor Reader Stream under the Other Books bookshelf. So within the Other Books, we have a little bit different style of navigation. If I use the 2 and 8 key,
file, file,
we see that in each book here, we have only one choice, just a file-level navigation. So, for example, I would have chapter 1.mp3, chapter 2.mp3. So really the only navigation I can do in an unstructured book is to move from one mp3 file to the next within that folder.
Bookshelf, other books, 3, books, 1,
book 2, Harry Potter.
So here's a Harry Potter mp3 book that I've got selected here.
Other books, file, 1.
Cover material mp3.
So you hear cover material.mp3, that's the first mp3 file in the Harry book, unstructured book. So the interesting thing is you did hear cover material.mp3. So what we've done here is used the built-in text-to-speech to give you the benefit of knowing which file you're navigating to. And this is especially useful when you're playing music as well, because if you arrange your music in folders and files, for example, folders for each album and then tracks within those folders to be each song, you will hear the folder name, so Elton John or whatever. And when you navigate within that folder moving from track to track, you will hear the name of the track that you're about to play. So we have the benefit that sighted people have on commercial MP3 players, where they have a little screen to read this information. So if we just start this book playing.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Opening announcement.
So I'll stop it there. You get the idea. In this MP3 book, I don't have Daisy navigation, but I still will have control over the tone and the variable speed again, and of course the volume. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, other books, 3, books, 2, music, 1, book.
So here we have now the music bookshelf, and there's only one book in music. We have the concept of saving all of our music in folders and files, so there's really only one music book in terms of Victor Reader Stream. If I use the 2 and 8 keys,
folder, file,
you can see that I can navigate the music structure by either folder or file, and I was selecting those choices again using 2 or 8. So let's pick a folder.
Folder.
And now if I use the 4 and 6 key, I will move through each folder that's in my music book structure.
Folder 2.
Latin.
So
1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
So you see here we have, in Human Voice it told me that I was on folder number 2, and then in the text-to-speech it told me the name of the folder was Latin, and the first track was latinjazz.mp3. So I know exactly which track I'm on. And so nothing too surprising there, except that you do have full control over how you navigate. So your imagination is your guide here. You set up your folders and files the way you want to navigate the music. And Stream will tell you the names of the folders and files as you navigate using 2 and 8 and 4 and 6. That's all you ever have to remember for navigating books and files and music is 2, 8 and 4 and 6. Up, down, left and right. Very simple navigation, no complicated key presses to memorize. So if we keep going on the bookshelf, we're almost done.
Bookshelf, music, 1, text files, 5, books, 1,
stream.
So we have here
frequently asked questions 070627 text.
Okay, quite a bit of information there. First of all, the name of the bookshelf text files was spoken in a very that's actually Microsoft's text-to-speech voice. The reason you're hearing that is because this is a beta release, and they hadn't got around to making the voice recorded. Human-recorded name of the bookshelf, so we're not saying textbooks in human voice, we're saying textbooks in Microsoft text-to-speech, probably for a couple of more days. Now, you heard there that I was in a folder called Stream, and then the first file, it's a TXT file in Stream, and this file was called Stream FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. So this is just to demonstrate that we can play text files with the Stream. This is a TXT file that was taken straight off of my computer, and it will be spoken when I press play using the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech. So let's just try that.
Text files.
Stream. Stream frequently asked questions 070627. Text. 5 hours for continuous play of Daisy recorded books on SD cards. Q, how long does it take to recharge the Stream battery? A, up to 4 hours. Q, why does the green power...
So when we're playing back text, the navigation level, it doesn't make sense to have DAISY, so we've introduced different types of navigation for text files. I'm going to use the 2 and 8 to rotate through the navigation choices and just let you see what we provide for you.
Screen. Paragraph. Line. Sentence. Word. Character. Screen.
So we rotate from large chunks to smaller chunks, starting at screen level navigation, which is 24 lines, and down to word and character navigation. So if I go down to word, for example,
character, word,
and then I use the number 6 key to move ahead.
Let, sometimes, blink.
So you heard the word sometimes. If I move back to that word using the 4 key,
sometimes.
And now I drop down one more level into character mode using the 8.
Character.
And now I navigate with the 6 key. I'm at character level navigation.
L-M-E-T-I-M-E-S space B.
So you see we're spelling out the words in the text file. So again, very very accurate and high level of granularity. You can navigate the text files by screen, paragraph, sentence, word, character, however you choose. So ladies and gentlemen, that about concludes what I wanted to say to introduce Stream. I'm going to unlock my microphone and give it over to Mike Gibson, because we've had quite a few questions about playing the different kinds of content with the Stream. And one of the things that people are interested in is the NFB Newsline DAISY formatted newspapers. And I think Mike has been using his test stream to listen to these for about a week or so now. And maybe he'd like to give us a little run through on that.
Well, thanks, Jerry. I hope everybody enjoyed what Jerry had to go through. I just want to take a few minutes because I have really grown to love the stream for the ease of access, especially to NFB Newsline newspapers, which you can download if you're a Bookshare subscriber and live in a state that is already set up for NFB Newsline, or if you have subscribed directly to the NFB Newsline service, then you can actually have the DAISY files emailed to you if you add the newspaper to your favorites list on the Newsline service. And so I have 3 newspapers that I've set up to be emailed to me, but it's the same file structure whether you download from bookshare.org or whether you get the files directly from the Newsline service. And I just want to show briefly how quickly you can navigate a newspaper and really get the information that your sighted friends and colleagues can access. So I'm going to go to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, DAISY Books, 5, Books, 3.
Denver Post, July 23rd, 2007.
And here's the Denver Post, and I'm going to go ahead and accept that.
Text only book.
And I've actually bookmarked a couple of stories here that I thought were interesting.
Go to bookmark.
I'm going to go to my first bookmark.
1.
Real Bulldog. Briefing: tiny dog jumps in to save toddler from rattler's bites. Massenville's OI is a chihuahua, but when a rattlesnake lunged at her owner's 1-year-old grandson, she was a real bulldog. Booker West was splashing his hands in a birdbath in his grandparents' northern Colorado backyard earlier this month when the snake slithered up to the toddler, rattled and struck. 5 pounds OI jumped in the way and took the bites. She got in between Booker and the snake, and that's when I heard her yipe. Monty Long, the boy's grandfather, said Thursday. The dog required treatment, and for a time it appeared she might not survive the bites she suffered. Now she
So that was a little story about how a chihuahua dog jumped in between a toddler and a rattlesnake and took the bite rather than the toddler. That's making a lot of news here lately in the Denver area. So you can see that you can get there very quickly. Another thing that makes it easy to navigate the newspapers was by the DAISY elements. Now, one thing that isn't described very well is the levels of navigation. So by using number 2 and number 8.
Phrase.
We can move by phrase.
Level 1.
Level 1 isn't defined.
Level 2.
Level 2 is actually how you would navigate by the different sections of the newspaper. So, for example, number 6.
D.
D Tuesday. Section.
Tuesday. Business.
Business.
Investors. Business.
And I'm going D. back now.
Tuesday. City Desk. Denver in the West. Corrections. The Denver Post will correct all errors occurring in its news columns.
So you can see very quickly how you can move to the different sections of the newspaper. The third level of navigation,
level 3,
actually moves you by headings. So we can press our number 4 and number 6 to move by basically each article within the newspaper.
City Desk. Spring's hunt for missing woman turns up body by Manny Gonzalez. Denver Post staff. Inglewood trailer fire displaces resident by the Denver Post. One person became deluge. Then Fellowship 98 evacuated in Alpine after overnight mudslides wipe out some.
So you can see very quickly how you can move between the different articles. Also, don't forget that if we press our page key,
go to page,
and then press it one more time,
go to heading.
Go to heading. Then I can actually type in a heading number. So if I wanted to type in, say, heading 28,
2, 8,
and then enter.
Attitudes on paid time off are worlds apart as Americans take less time to relax. Photo. Photos by R.J. Sangosti. The Denver Post. Andrew Hunter, 10, left, and his brother Callum, 9, are all smiles at a family vacation in Livermore.
So we're able to jump very quickly. And of course, as Jerry already pointed out, when you press the information key, it will tell you how many headings there are, which basically means how many articles there are in the newspaper. So I just wanted to take just a moment and show how easy it was to access information in a newspaper setting, to jump to the area that you're interested in, whether it's the sports or business section, and then jump to the specific article so you could skip over everything having to do with baseball and go straight to football or the like. You can tell I'm a sports fan. But definite access to information, and with the great size and portability of the Victor Stream, it's right there in the palm of your hands. So without any further explanation, I think what we'll do is we'll turn it back over to Bob and Pat and let them go ahead and announce the question and answer section.
Cool.
Okay, guys, a terrific, great presentation. Thank you so much. And if you guys have questions, please hit F8, put a Q, and your name will pop up. You don't have to put your name. You do not have to do that. And enter. F8, Q, and enter. If you are without a microphone and you want to write in a question, hit F8, write your question, and enter. And then we can read them with F9, but Fred will be ready to Fred will be ready to read them for us, and we'll make sure everybody will be able to ask his or her question. So we're going to let you do that while we're talking here. F8, Q, enter. Okay, this is just terrific. Let's see if Fred sees some questions up here.
If I can be heard, is the JPEG file visible?
Hi, it's Jerry. I've pushed the page, the humanware.com product information page for the stream. I can't see the screen, so somebody can confirm if I've got it up there, but it has the home page for Victor Reader Stream, which includes a picture, and there's some links in there for more product information, such as the brochure. And we even have the full user guide up there if people want to read in detail and understand more about the player. It's all there.
Thank you, Jerry. I received a phone call of a person wanting to see it, so I wanted to be sure that it was there, if at all possible. Thank you.
I forgot earlier, but I just put it up just when you were speaking about 60 seconds ago, so hopefully it's there now.
Finally. The page in the browser area says, sorry, an error has occurred and the requested page cannot be displayed. The error has been notified to the website developer and will be resolved as soon as possible. So it came up in error. There are quite a few questions and quite a few cues in text chat, And every time I try to read a question, somebody types in another cue or another question and it jumps, so I lose it. So if you can hold off typing for a couple minutes while I at least get the first question read.
Okay, that's a good idea. Hold back, because as you type in questions or comments, that screen starts jumping around. Fred, if you see a cue with a name, we can start with that one perhaps.
Well, Don Roberts typed in 18Q. I don't know if that means he has 18 questions or just to get my attention. That was the first Q in there.
No, it actually means, Fred, that my numlock was in the wrong position at first, although I think I could come up with 18 questions without trying. While you're looking at that screen, let me just have a couple of comments and one or two quick questions, if I may. First comment is that it was a super excellent presentation by Jerry and Mike, and gave a wonderfully comprehensive outline of what this new device really is and what it can do. The thing that struck me as I was listening to it is how similar structurally and conceptually it is to the Victor Classic Plus, of which I am an owner, and I just love the darn thing, and I feel that the similarity was so great that I could put that stream in my hand and operate it almost without reading the manual because of its similarity. The question I would like to ask, and then I'll just take my turn with subsequent questions, the question I would like to ask of Jerry and or Mike has to do with unstructured books, as you called them. I have a lot of books on MP3 files, and one of the things that I dearly love about the Classic Plus is that I can use bookmarks in MP3 files. I can always, I can use the time jump options in the MP3 files, and I just need your confirmation that this functionality is not lost in MP3 files as it is with the Vibe. I also own a Victor Reader Vibe, and I was less pleased with that because while it has wonderful DAISY navigation, it has extremely minimal MP3 file navigation. In fact, the
Okay, let's see if Jerry or Mike wants to answer that question, please.
Okay, it's Jerry. Thank you very much for the question. Indeed, you've hit the nail on the head. In fact, the Victor Reader Stream is the Classic Plus in a pocket size package. We in fact started the software by porting the Classic Plus over to the Stream. But in fact, the Stream is a Classic Plus. Let's call it a Classic Plus Plus because it has more than the Classic Plus. It has the text-to-speech capability, so it can handle text-only files that the Classic Plus CD player cannot. It can play only recorded books. But everything else that you're experiencing in the Classic Plus, so the MP3 navigation, the bookmarking is all there. It remembers your current position automatically. When you stop playback in an MP3, and it'll return there. If you're a Classic Plus, Victor Reader Classic Plus user, you already know this player because this is the Classic Plus with the additions of the text-to-speech and the voice recording and the ability to connect to the computer and so on. So none of that is lost, and you will enjoy all that functionality, and you're already knowing how to use it because you've got that experience. The Victor Reader Vibe is a portable player that we modified. We purchased the player in Asia, and we attempted to add DAISY functionality through a firmware. So we're successful in providing some DAISY navigation, but of course those players were commercial CD players for MP3, were never intended to be as robust as they need to be to do DAISY functionality and handle all the different types of book formats. They do not have a general purpose computer inside them. They have a specialized what we call DSP or digital signal processor chip, which has only one purpose in life, and that was basically to play MP3 and WAV files. So that's all we had to work with when we attempted to do the software. The Classic Plus, on the other hand, and the same with the Stream, has inside of it a general purpose computer chip, and there's a whole operating system surrounding that, drivers and sound cards and so on. So we have a much more robust environment for being able to play all the different types of book formats and manage the different types of navigation, variable speed playback, and all of that good stuff.
All right. Very good, Jerry. Thank you. Fred, any more questions, please?
I've got about 10 screens full, and people kept on typing and typing, so I have locked the text chat for the moment on a temporary basis. I'll unlock it as soon as I get through the questions that are in here. And the first question is, a person who didn't sign in with a name, it's just blank where the name goes, I have a question regarding the SD card. So far, I've been unable to find cards higher than 4 gigabytes. Are they out there, and can the Victor Stream handle them?
As far as I know, there's very few 8 gigabyte cards on the market. Myself, I only have a 2 gigabyte card. I'm one of these. I'm getting older in years, and I can't imagine having 5 or 6 or 7 thousand items on an 8 gigabyte card for me to manage. So in my case, I'd probably prefer to have 4 2 gigabyte cards rather than 1 8 gigabyte. But as far as I know, I think a couple of our beta testers have found an 8 gig card and are using it. So, and we've tested 4 gigabytes internally, so we do support that format. Just be sure if you shop for a card that you have the HC or high capacity designation on those big cards, because that's the commercial standard format now that high capacity cards are using. And there were some very early cards on the market that had a non-standard way of managing the data, and we don't support those early cards. So just make sure you're using the new SDHC style cards if they're bigger than 2 gigabytes.
I have run across the 8 gigabyte SD cards on a few internet websites. If folks want to go to flashmemorystore.com, but they are a little pricey. The last time I checked, they were about $250, maybe $300 for an 8 gigabyte SD card. So chances are you could get a lot further with 2 4s or maybe even 4 2 gigabyte cards, but they are out there, and of course, like everything else, it'll come down in price as time goes on.
Okay, let's see. Thank you, guys. Let's see if we have more questions. Fred?
Yeah, I just got back to the point. Marcia Moses has a question.
Thanks a lot. It was a wonderful presentation this evening, and I'm wondering, you didn't mention anything about deleting information from the Victor Stream. Is there a way about going? Is there a way to do that, or do you need to do that from your computer as a drive? Also, I'm very excited about getting my stream. I ordered it about a week and a half ago and can't wait till it gets here. So do you have any idea of when they'll be shipping to those of us here in the States?
So the first production run of Victor Reader Stream is happening as we speak, and we should have that finished around the first week of August. And so we expect to be shipping about the second week of August. So that's it's going to happen fairly soon. And Marcia, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your other question. You said reading information. In fact, all of the information that you read is on the SD card. So you need to, this player is targeted for people that are computer users and are able to get the content onto their computer somehow and then transfer it to an SD card. So whether you download files on the internet or whether you copy CDs, music onto your hard drive on your computer, whatever mechanism you use to get on the information on the computer is your own talent and imagination. And then you have to manage to get that content onto the SD card. Two ways to do that. Some of the newer computers have built-in SD card slots, so you would just remove the SD card from the stream and put it into your slot on your computer, and then it would become a drive on the computer, and you would just copy and paste using Windows Explorer from your hard drive into the structure of folders that you want on your SD card. If you don't have an SD card slot, we do provide a USB cable in the stream package. This USB cable will connect on the top left corner of the stream. It has a mini USB connector there. And then the other end of the cable goes into the USB of your computer. And once again, when you do this, the stream will be recognized on your Windows computer. And so when you see the drive pop up in Windows Explorer, you're actually looking at the SD card that's in your stream at that point. And so again, you would copy and paste the files from your hard drive into the SD card of the stream.
No, that was deleting information from your SD card with the Victor Stream. I understood about the reading. We're talking about deleting information so your card gets too full. What's the best way to delete?
the best way to delete, Marcia, would be, again, to use your computer. We do provide some limited delete functions on the stream. We're going to have a delete book function so that if you're traveling or you're away from your computer and you finish reading a newspaper book there, like Mike was demonstrating, you might just want to take that off the bookshelf so you don't have to keep browsing over it. So we have a delete book function. We also have a delete notes function. If you make an audio recording and you want to delete that voice note, you can do that on the stream as well. As far as deleting within folders and files of your unstructured MP3 books or your music, we don't provide that because this is not intended to be, we don't want to recreate a file browser inside the stream. It would add a lot of complexity, and it's much more efficient to do those kinds of deletions with Windows Explorer on your PC.
Okay, Nikki Keck has a question.
All right. First of all, I want to say that I'm really looking forward to getting the Victor stream. I've already ordered mine, and I am so looking forward to it. And Marcia asked my one question, but my other question is, you mentioned the NLS format that, you know, when they get the cartridges, we can use that. But my question is, will we be able to participate in the download pilot through NLS and just download them and transfer the books to the Victor stream and read them that way as well?
So thank you, Nikki. It's Jerry again. Yes, you can play NLS books. These are NISO books. The specific format is called NISO Z39.86, and the player does recognize that format, so it will play the NLS books. One thing you need to know about NLS books is that they are encrypted. So the player needs to have a special decrypt code, and that means basically that it has to be authorized to play the books by NLS. So NLS will need to authorize the player, and the way that this will happen is that NLS is talking with us now, and they have announced at the summer conferences that they intend to expand their pilot download project this summer. So hopefully they expect to have that ready sometime in August. And what will happen is, if you're an eligible NLS patron, so that you're, that means you have to be registered for NLS service by your local library. If you're in that status and you have the a PC and an internet connection capable of downloading those books from the NLS site, and then thirdly you have a player capable of playing the books, then you can apply to NLS to be a member of the expanded pilot. And they intend to provide a web-based form to take those applications. And once they confirm that you're eligible, then they will authorize the player. They will give us permission to give you a special unlock code, which we get from NLS, and we will simply email that to you. It's a special file attachment, and you take the attached file that we email to you, and you put that on your SD card, you put the SD card into the player, it will recognize the special authorization file, and it will, what we call, ingest the decryption code, if you like, so the player will then be authorized to play NLS. So at the moment, as we speak, it's not playing NLS books, but we hope all of this will happen in short order when NLS is able to get the download site working. So you want to watch for that announcement from them. Make sure your eligibility status by your local library is all set up, and then you can go ahead and apply for the expanded download. Two types of books you mentioned. We do play those download books once you get them onto your computer, and then you can transfer them to the SD card, assuming your player is authorized. Next year, in 2008, NLS will begin mailing the special book cartridges that they've designed, and these are digital books as well. They will come to you in the mail. The book cartridge is about the size of an audio cassette, and we can play those on the stream, assuming again that the player is authorized. We can play those books two ways. The little pigtail USB cable that we provide in the box can connect directly to the NLS book cartridge, and so it will recognize the book when it's plugged in and play it. And we will have a copy function that lets you copy the book using the player, so you don't need your computer. You plug the book cartridge in, and you can copy the entire book onto the SD card. Of course, when this happens, we will copy all of the protection and the encryption, so you'll still need to have the player authorized. And then we intend to make available next year an optional book cartridge holder. Some people have told us in our evaluation that they might want to just permanently attach the book cartridge to the player, and rather than copying it, or rather than having this little pigtail with the cartridge dangling off the end. And so we will make that cartridge available next year as an option. You can buy it, and it will clip to the back of the player, and it will allow the cartridge to be inserted directly to the player.
Okay, I accidentally skipped over Brandon Mish.
We hear one, Brendan, is it? You want to try it again, please, and talk. Hold the control key down and talk to us, and then let up.
Okay, I have a few questions, actually. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I just want to know, will there be other voices shipping with the stream? And does this player, when plugged in, does it tell you how long it needs to be charged and how much time remaining? And when you put the SD card into the stream, are the... You know how you were talking about reserved folders and stuff? Is that automatically created, or do you have to create those automatic, or do you have to create those before putting it into the stream? That's all.
Okay. Okay, let's try to stick to one question, Brendan, the most important one here. I mean, you asked good ones, but I'm sure they're going to come up again. So ask the question that you want to ask here, please.
Yes, there will be new voices in the future. The thing about the Nuance vocalizer voice is it's very new technology, and they launched it earlier this year with what you were hearing when my demonstration is called the Samantha, or the female U.S. voice. They do intend to have a U.S. male voice. I think they're going to call it Tom, and there's going to be voices in other languages and so on. What we intend to do is, in order to keep the price of the stream as economical as possible, we are going to license one voice per player, because if we put multiple voices on the player, it just drives the price up. We need more memory, and we need to pay royalties and licenses, two Nuance for each voice that we put on the player. So what we will do for you is make other voices available. For example, I can see the male voice US is, we've already got a lot of requests for that people prefer a male voice. So we'll put a download version of the software on our website, and if you choose to switch your player from female to male, you can simply do that by downloading a firmware update and installing it in your player. There will be no charge for that. From Humanware, and we'll have samples on the website of what the voices sound like, so you can make that decision. But at this point, we don't intend to load up the player with three or four or five choices of voice, because it'll just drive up the price for everybody.
It's Kelly Sapersia here from Saskatchewan.
The Don has asked a very important question in text. So the does this product come with a warranty?
We will ship in the U.S. a standard one-year warranty with the Victor Reader Stream, yes. But I should add to that, the Victor Reader players for the past 10 years have always provided free software upgrades for the duration of the lifetime of the players. As we enhance the software or make any corrections to it, our software for the player goes up on the website, and so you will always have... for longer than a year, I can assure you there will be upgrades to the player, and those software upgrades are free from as they become available.
Okay, it's Kelly Sapersia here. I was just wondering, I know that the stream player can play, I guess, different file types like DAISY and others. Can it also read electronic Braille files like those from the C9B?
The Braille format is on the... is on the list of requirements for the stream, in particular the BRF format, which is used by a lot of organizations, CNIB you mentioned, also WebRail and NLS. and we want to make BRF files available on the stream. We just haven't worked out all of the arrangements for licensing and porting that software onto the player, but that would be an example of a free software upgrade when we get it ready that would be available to everybody.
Okay, let's see, Fred. Try to queue in, guys. Don't just jump in here, please. So let's see if we see any more queues up there or questions. Fred, please.
I got a ton of them. Rob Turner.
Is Rob here? Rob Turner?
I just saw him try to talk.
Okay, my question's been answered. Thank you.
I've done queue a lot of times, and I don't know if it's going through.
You're coming through fine, Book Babe, and it's your question.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. All right, my question is, I currently am a user of a book courier, and I'm thinking of getting a stream, but I would really like, if you could, a direct comparison between what does the stream have that the book courier does not. I noticed a few things like the speaker and the rechargeable batteries, but as to maybe different file formats that it reads or different navigation features it has, I'm not clear. So if you could give me a little comparison and tell me what the stream has that the courier does not, I would really appreciate it.
I'll leave that up to Jerry, but we kind of hesitate because there's so many questions on the stream, and you can go up and look at the courier. It's a fine unit, so is Bookport, but I just hate to see us get into the comparisons, and we'll see what Jerry chooses to do here.
Well, it's because I'm planning to be a stream user, or I'm contemplating being a stream user, and I would think you'd want a potential buyer.
Yes, I can appreciate you're interested in the competitive comparison. I don't really want to go through that online. There's a lot of features on both players. I'm a Bookport user myself for several years. It's a tremendous device, especially when you consider they brought that product to market in 2002. I think we do a few things differently and some things better. And there's some functions of the book port that, for example, they play BRF files, I can tell you. So that's one thing that we're still working to add to the player. So there's pros and cons when it comes to competition. I think they're both good devices, and you need to do some analysis and just convince yourself that you're buying the best product for you.
Okay, Fred, next question, please.
Susan Thompson, please.
My question really has been answered. It was about file formats, so you've answered it by talking about software upgrades.
Okay, how about Marcia Mackey?
Okay, I was wondering, just pure heck of it here, since you, when you actually get a book from Bookshare, you have, and you get the DAISY files, you've got XML format, OPF format, and a couple of other types of formats. When you unpack it, do you transfer the stuff into the Victor stream without unpacking it, and then unpacks it automatically, or how is this done?
It's pretty straightforward. Mike, do you want to take that one, because you're doing some Bookshare books on a pretty routine basis in the last 10 days or so?
Yeah, basically you have to unpack the books off, you know, using the Bookshare unpack utility. And just go with the standard defaults. You don't have to worry about doing an HTML version of the book, because the Victor Stream will read the DAISY text that Bookshare will unload for you. So just unpack them to a folder on your SD card if you want to do it directly, or if you want to unpack it to somewhere else on your PC, and then copy all of the files into a folder onto the SD card or the Victor Stream. You can do it that way. So you just kind of do the default unpack settings with the Bookshare unpack utility, and everything will come out just fine.
Okay. Bob Rehan and several other people have posted a very important question is, how much is the Victor Stream?
I'll take that, I guess, because I'm in the U.S. The Victor Stream is $329, and it is $20 shipping in the U.S., And now's a good time to point out that actually we have a promotion going that from now until July 31, we will do a promotion where one out of every 10 stream orders will receive that Victor stream for free. So we really do take 10 orders and pick one person out of each group of 10. So you do have a legitimate chance of 1 out of 10 of getting your Victor stream for free.
Well, that sounds great. There are several people from Australia and I believe the UK are also in the room too. So if you have anything along those lines, if you want to add it on to the next question that answered. And Jay Pellis is asking, can you adjust the pitch and rate of the text-to-speech? And will there be more, and you've already answered the more voices part, but can the pitch and speed be adjusted?
You can adjust the variable speed, and there's a we use the actual built-in speed of Nuance, so the same way that you would experience the text-to-speech on a computer is what we have on the stream. And we do have a tone correction, not correction, but a tone adjustment, so you can add bass and treble through the tone control. So yes, it does have variable speed control, and essentially there's a pitch correction built into that, and then you have some extra control with the tone control up and down.
Pam Quinn, please.
Hi. I was told at first that the Victor stream played WMA files, and then I heard it didn't. So my question is, does it play WMA files, and if not, do you anticipate supporting that in the future? Thank you.
Yes, WMA is another one that's on my hit list of requirements, BRF and WMA and Audible.com. Audible.com is in the engineering work plan right now, and we're hoping to have that one by the 1st of September. WMA and BRF will come later.
James Mackey, please.
Yes. When you purchase the, you know, the device, would the manual be on the device itself, or would you be getting a DAISY manual that you would play on your computer?
I'll take that one. You just.
Hello. Good morning from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Sorry, my English is not good. You present Victory Reader for English language. Have you any information about other language?
So I'm sorry, it's Jerry. I lost the microphone there. I'll go to the first gentleman's question about the built-in user guide. In fact, we will ship the player with the user guide built in, and it will always be in internal memory. It won't be on the SD card. So it will always be available if you like, and you activate that by pressing and holding the number one key on the player, and you can do this anytime, and it will open up the user guide, and it will be a text-only NISO book, actually, so you'll be able to navigate it like you would any other NISO book with level one, level two, and moving from chapter to chapter, page to page, and so on.
Enter user guide.
User guide.
So you just heard there that I pressed and held the number one key, and the user guide opened up, and it was announced. And if I press the play key,
Victor Reader Stream User Guide by HumanWare.
You can, in fact, see that the stream guide will start to play. We also are going to ship a CD with the unit, so we'll give you other versions of the user guide, such as MS Word, HTML, so that you have as many different ways of accessing the stream user guide that you wish to use. To the other gentleman's question about other languages, again, we're working with Nuance, and as they unfold other languages in different countries, they do have a schedule, and we will make those languages available when we through our dealerships in different countries in Europe and so on.
Okay. Let's see if Fred has another question or two.
Do you have plans to play RFB books?
So RFB and D books are available on all the Victor Reader products, so we certainly will add it to the stream. Again, those are books that require the player to be authorized, so we have already started talking this summer with RFB&D, and as soon as we work out the authorization process with them, we will make those books available. So RFB&D, as a policy, needs to evaluate the player and do some testing before they authorize it to play their books. So in short, the answer is yes, we will play RFB&D books, and that should happen in less than a couple of months.
Okay, Chris Westbrook, please.
Okay, Chris, are you there? Just hold the control key down and talk to us, please. Okay, who's next, Fred? We got a lot of people here. Sorry.
Vinny Sammarco, please.
Hi, Jerry and Mike. I want to tell you that it was a wonderful presentation. I have a unique distinction of being both Canadian and American, and so I am getting books from CNIB. I have the Victor Reader Classic, which I've just updated with that software update. And I'm wondering when I'm going to purchase this. Do you think, I actually have two questions. Number one, do you think that you'll ever be able to do Bookshare here in Canada? Because, boy, we sure miss a lot being limited to CNIB books. There's a lot of stuff that they don't put out that would be great to get. And the other thing is, I hope the battery is better on the new, on this new unit than it is on the Victor Reader. I'm only getting about 3 hours out of this battery, and of course I can't change it myself. I have to send it in, and then I don't have anything to use. So, but it was a wonderful presentation, and I hope this machine goes real well for you.
Well, thank you very much. The battery performance on the stream is about 12 to 15 hours, depending on how you use the machine. If you play continuously on headphones at a normal volume, you'll get close to 15 hours, and that will reduce a little bit if you use variable speed and higher volume and so on. But in general, you should expect 12 to 15 hours, and the battery will recharge in about 4 hours, and the battery is replaceable by you. It is a custom battery design, so if you want an extra battery, you need to get that from us, but you can change the battery yourself, and you can have a spare battery if you're traveling and want to have lots of playtime. As far as Bookshare, I can't speak to... I know Bookshare is interested in expanding internationally, but I'm not in a position to comment how they're doing in that regard. I know they're interested, so I'm also Canadian, and I would dearly love it if they can make those books available up here.
Okay, Bryce Samuelson would like to know, what will the stream do when it ships, and what is to come in the future?
So what will the stream do when it ships? I'm not sure what that question means. It's going to ship in a little box and come with some cables and a power adapter and good things like that. And what will come in the future for the stream? We see at least a three-year horizon for the product as we unfold it across the world and continue to enhance it and make it available for new book formats and try and keep it current with what comes from the DAISY world, the NISA world, and other kinds of books and material.
Okay. Dan Ellingsberg asks, does the stream require a special battery, or can you buy it anywhere?
Okay, I think he said that you have to get them from HumanWare, and they're rechargeable, and you can replace them. But, Jerry, if you want to add to it, I think that's great what you've said, by the way.
That's exactly it. Everybody likes to have commercial batteries, including myself. The trouble is we have the same challenges to engineer these electronics in small packages that the cell phone people have, and you don't see a cell phone with 4 or 5 AA rechargeable batteries simply because it would be a much bigger cell phone. And in order to power this device, we would need at least 4 or 5 or 6 AA rechargeable batteries. It would be 4 times the size that it is now. And so we have the same engineering constraints that the cell phone people have. So the battery style we use is a lithium ion. It is replaceable, certainly, but it means you can't buy it in the store. You have to get it from us.
Okay. Mickey Saltzman, please.
Yeah, I have a question, and I hope you can hear me. I apologize for my mic quality. I'm a little bit confused when you talked about the short cable, USB cable that came with the player, and you mentioned the fact that you can plug in a USB, like a thumb drive, if I understand correctly. How exactly will that work again, and explain that a little more in detail?
Well, it's a USB key or a USB stick. It's just a convenience for you. The short little cable has a couple of functions. It will provide for connectivity of the USB stick. It'll also provide in the future for connectivity of the NLS book cartridge. So that's the primary two focuses for that short cable. We wanted to make sure that out of the box people could play the future NLS book cartridge. And since the cable connector can also support a thumb drive, we saw no reason to restrict that. So if you happen to have somebody copies a book from their computer, let's say some MP3 music or books or some TXT or HTML content onto a stick, you do have the convenience of just plugging that directly to your stream and playing it, so you don't have to convert it to an SD card. So it's not necessarily something that you'd walk around day after day with a thumb stick hanging off of a short cable. It's just a convenience for you to use if you wish. And the cable does come standard in the box.
Scott Erickson has asked, when will the stream be available? I've heard not until September in Australia, which is a huge wait compared to other countries.
We've got the launch initially in the U.S., and we've got other countries lining up with interest, and our dealer network around the world is addressing all of that. It takes time to organize shipping and dealerships and arrangements, and so the product will become available worldwide within the first 3 to 4 months, and Australia is certainly on the list, as are countries in Europe and elsewhere.
Jill O'Connell would like to know, does the whole newspaper have to be downloaded before using the bookmarks?
Mike, I'll let you take that one. If it's a Daisy newspaper, you have to keep the structure intact. So I'll let you. Mike, have you done any parsing or dicing and slicing of your newspapers? Or maybe you just want to explain briefly the process for getting the newspaper downloaded and onto the stream?
Yeah, I guess I'm a pretty vanilla user. I've just unpacked the entire newspaper files and just copied them to the memory card and have used it that way. So I haven't really sliced and diced and parsed out the newspaper per se. I've just kind of used them in their entirety and then saved my bookmarks where I think something's important and then jump back to it after I've previewed the paper. So that's kind of been my experience.
So I just want to emphasize, it's Jerry, that a Daisy book or a NISO book is a collection of files that do various functions. There's HTML files, there's what's called SMIL files, SMIL, which are multimedia interface language files, and there are MP3 files or different kinds of audio files. And all of these files have to work as a collective set. So if it's a NISO or Daisy book that you're transferring, you have to create a folder on your SD card and move all of the files that belong to that book into that folder. So if the book comes to you on a CD, then you'd copy the entire contents of the CD into that folder. So if you want to remove some of the book, you'd have to understand how the book is produced and marked up, and you'd have to be an expert on Daisy production in order to do that. So the simple answer, when you're copying NISO or Daisy books, you copy the entire structure. All of the files belonging to that book get moved into the folder on your SD card.
Jerry Franklin Johnson, I want to clarify one thing and ask a question. I believe I understood you say that the current time you cannot use BRF files. And the second thing, you can you not transfer files to a thumb drive, a USB drive, and then hook it into your little 3-inch cable and then transfer it from there to the card?
You can copy the files to your USB stick on your computer and then plug it in on the short cable and it will play. The copy function that I referred to is something we're planning for next year, and that's basically to support the NLS book cartridge. So when you receive the book cartridge in the mail, The intention is that you could have the option of connecting that cartridge on the short cable, and then we would have a copy function on the player which would copy it to your talking book bookshelf on the SD card, and then you'd be able to just send the book cartridge back to NLS because you'd have the copy of the book on your SD card. So again, all of the encryption and the authorization codes would be copied, so the player would still need to be authorized to play the book, and it's just a way of giving you some convenience of not having to have the cartridge attached while you listen to a 20-hour book. You could simply do a copy and then listen to the full 20 hours on your SD card and return the book cartridge to NLS so they could give it out to somebody else.
Don Bishop, please. Don, are you still with us?
Hello? Howard, Greg, I got a question when you have time.
Okay, go ahead. I think Don left the room, Fred. I thought I heard him leave. Howard, Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, now I'm a little confused. Now, this player is strictly an SD card player. So, in other words, would it hold the CD to copy? I mean, would you play it like a CD if you copy the CD onto the on this thing? I'm a little confused. Is that how you would copy a CD on there, or would I like have to hook up my Vibe to the stream and do it that way?
No, you would copy the CD onto the SD card. So again, you need a computer to do that. I listen to CNIB books exactly that way. So I take the CD that I receive from CNIB. I copy all of the files from the CD. First I put them onto a hard drive, my PC hard drive, just because that's the way I prefer to do it. And then once they're on the PC hard drive, I copy that whole folder onto the SD card. And then when I put the SD card in the player, in the stream, it plays exactly the same way as it does on the CD. I have all the same navigation, go to page functionality. It's all exactly the same as listening to the CD, except it's somewhat faster because it's able to jump around in the book a little bit faster because you don't have the delay that's inherent in the CD rotation and head movement and all of that kind of mechanical stuff.
Yeah, and Howard, remember this is not a CD player, so it is what it is. Okay, let's see if Fred's got more questions.
Bob, if you're in as a moderator, I got bounced out of the room 6 times, and I'm no longer in as a moderator, and I had muted text chat. Can you or Pat unmute it, or do I need to leave the room and come back and unmute it? Because I'm at the end of the list.
If Pat can do that, please, because I don't know how. I appreciate it. I'll admit my ignorance. Let's see if there's any microphone questions right now. And if you've asked a question, let's give others, try to give others the chance. So if you've already got a question in, hold back a little, but if not, you're welcome to ask. And no comments before questions. Go right into the question. We have a big crowd here, please. So let's see, give your name and ask the question.
Yeah, my name's Jerry Hogan, and I had a question, and I guess Fred lost it because he got bounced out. Okay, all the questions that everybody asked tonight is a very, very excellent, very good question. And so I don't need to go there on that question. But there's a question I haven't heard yet. And I read it in an email, taking note, memo, and so on. How does that function work? Can you make quick note, you know, for personal information also? And one other thing. I'll be at the August the 14th till the 19th at the Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Blind and Veteran Association Convention. Will there be somebody there with the Victor readers? So a lot of people that will buy these things for us as for our veteran. Will you have somebody there to show this?
Steve Zielinski here. My question is, does this...
No, Steve. Steve, I'm sorry. You got to wait for Jerry to answer, and then we'll get you in. Okay? Jerry Hogan asked a question or two here, and we'll ask Jerry or Mike to answer that. So hold back, guys.
Okay. So it's Jerry answering to Jerry. Yes, the audio notes. We call it the audio note feature. You can record two ways. If you press and hold the record key, then while you're holding it down, you can make a short message, as you suggested. You're standing on a street corner, and somebody says, I'll meet you at such and such an address, or take a phone number, that kind of thing. And there's also what we call a long recording. In this case, you would press the record key once and the machine would go into record mode. And then this would be the kind of recording you do for a lecture or a classroom lecture, maybe a business meeting. And while you're in that record mode, you can use the play stop key to actually pause and resume recording. And then when you're finished the recording, you press the record key again, and that will end the long recording. So two ways, press and hold while you're recording, that's for a short recording, and then release when you're done. Or press record once, record a long meeting or something, pausing and resuming during that with play stop, and then press record again to release the recording and end it. And then you can play those recordings back. They end up on a bookshelf that we call the notes bookshelf, so it's accessible on the bookshelf key, and then you would browse the notes with the 4 and 6 key, or if you had 15, 20, 30 notes, the go to page key actually becomes a go to note key on that bookshelf. So you could type, press the go to page key and you would hear go to note, and then you'd type in 12, press play, and it would play your 12th audio note, and so on. So recording flexibility and playback flexibility are there for you.
Bob, can I ask my question now, or I'm just holding the transmit key and waiting because I think you'd indicated that. Okay, thanks. My question is basically, does this play the unabridged audiobooks, which are WMA, Windows Protected files? What are those called? I forgot the format. They're available from the Library for the Blind. A number of states and also many large public libraries have these unabridged books. These are commercially available, downloadable books that are protected.
Those books are from unabridged, are WMA DRM books, so they use the Windows Media format with digital rights protection. And as I mentioned earlier, we're very interested in that format for that exact reason. There's a lot of good book content from public libraries in the U.S. especially, but elsewhere as well. So I don't have a date for you on WMA, but it is on the list, and we're working to incorporate that. It would become available through a software upgrade.
And my second question that I haven't got an answer yet, isn't that first answer is thank you very much, Jerry, since this is Jerry speaking too, about the BBA convention.
I believe that if I am being heard, that I have unmuted the text area to answer the question quite a while ago.
Sorry, Pat. I've been trying to get in. It's Mike to answer Jerry's question about the blinded veterans. We will have a sales representative there at the convention, Jerry, so you'll be able to see it as well as all of the other attendees. I'm not sure who will be there, but all of our blindness products will be there and on exhibit at the convention in Albuquerque.
Hi, this is Marcia Moses. Is there a list over on the HumanWare website where you can go and sign up to find out about future upgrades and that kind of thing? Or do you notify the users of the Victor Stream via email?
Hi, we're going to have... We have now and will continue to have a Victor Reader Stream product information page, so information about the product will be there. We also have in Canada and the U.S. a subscription list that you can join, which we send out press releases and other kinds of email blasts, as we did about this particular Tech Talk show that Pat Price organized. We copied her announcement to our email list. So the best thing to do is to get over to humanware.com and sign up to be on the news list for HumanWare, so you get ongoing information about products. Mike, do you want to add anything to that?
Okay, everything seems to be back to normal. Text chat area is now unlocked. So we'd like everybody to get back in line and enter a queue in the text chat area. Press F8, type the letter Q and press enter. Your name will automatically appear by it, and I will be calling people in the order they enter their queues. And the first one is Lachlan Thomas.
Really quick before the next question, Jerry asked me if I had anything. The best way is the way Jerry just described as far as getting information from us. If you subscribe to any of those lists, you're going to find out what the latest and greatest is going on with HumanWare. So you know, check out the website, check out the different product pages on the website. There'll be updates posted there regularly on all of our blindness products, and then also the email blasts. We circulate an email blast probably once a month or so, so you'll be up to date with all of our product line.
Okay, Lakani Thomas, please, I believe.
That's pronounced Lachlan. I was just wondering, is the Victor Reader Stream going to replace any of the current Victor Reader talking book players available, such as the Victor Reader Vibe or Victor Reader Victor Reader Wave?
The Victor Reader Stream is a different class of product. It's targeted to a different community. So the Vibe and the Wave, as you mentioned, are CD players. And we believe that libraries for the blind will continue to produce CDs for some time, and even commercial CDs will be out there for some time. So as long as there's a need for that player in the market, we will keep providing them as long as possible. The Victor Reader Stream is a flash-based player. It uses a flash memory card, the SD card, so a different type of usage scenario. It's for students and professionals who are using computers to manage their content, and they want to have a portable device to take that content away from their computer and be able to use it while they're mobile, going to school and work and so on. So the short answer is the stream is not intended to replace the CD players. It's a new type of technology that's available to those people that use computers to manage their books and music libraries.
Bruce Toews, please.
Hi, Jerry. It's Bruce here, as you've been told. You're sort of, no offense, but you're dancing around the other formats issue just a bit. And I'm wondering, how certain are you about BRF support and WMA support and Audible support? Very certain, quite certain, hopeful, or what? I'm just, you know, want to know what to expect and what to hope for.
Well, the technology of the player will support all the formats. The question is, all of these things involve development time and licensing and negotiations, and so it's a case of we make it available as soon as possible. The only one that we have a fixed schedule for now is Audible, but we see no reason why BRF and WMA are not possible. You're right, I don't have a date, and I can't give you a date, but they will be there as soon as we can make them available.
Jerry, I can understand the situation you're talking about with the exception of the BRF. There shouldn't be any negotiation you would have to do to get BRF.
Well, BRF is something that requires some libraries and some translation through the Duxbury organization, so we do need to work with Duxbury to make that all come together.
Joni Leonard, please.
Hi. I'm wondering, I don't know anything about these SD cards, and does one come with the Audible, the Victor Streaming? Does the card come with it? Do you have to purchase other cards to so that you can have more files at your disposal? And how much is an extra card, or can it be bought locally, or how does that work exactly?
Well, the best way to figure out what you need for SD cards is to take a look at your computer. So the idea is that you want to manage the content on your computer on a portable device, the Victor Reader Stream in this case. So if you look at your computer, all of your music, all of your books, all of the things that you want to play on a portable player, if that amounts to, let's say, less than 2 gigabytes, then you'd be able to have all of that content on a 2 gigabyte card. If you've got 50 gigabytes, then you might have to have a dozen or so 4-gigabyte cards, and then you'd go and buy those cards appropriate to meet your needs. They're available on the internet. They're available in most electronic or computer stores. So you buy the size of cards that fits your needs, and your computer will be able to tell you how much content that you're trying to manage now, and you as the user have to decide how much of that content you want on a portable device at any one time. And don't forget that you can carry the SD cards with you, so you can have a dozen of them in your pocket if you like. It's almost like thinking back to the old days of managing floppy disks. You know, you needed as many floppy disks as you needed for the given storage and media that you had to manage, except that SD cards are thousands of times bigger than floppy disks, so it's the same principle, however.
Okay. Bryce Samuelson, did you want to ask another question?
Do we have, are we on the second round now starting, Fred, or do you see anyone else first? We're delighted that people want to ask, as long as our speaker's stamina holds up. But is there anyone on the first round who you feel hasn't been able to ask questions?
It doesn't look like it. I've got people that, since we got the chat restored, the text chat restored, that have already put 4 and 5 queues up there and have already asked one question, both either in a previous time or up to this point in time. So it's all repeats from here on out, it looks like.
I am not a repeat. I put a queue up there, so I will verbalize it. If there is an upgrade in the firmware or the software or some sort of enhancement, will the internal user's guide also be upgraded when that happens?
Yes, it will, absolutely. The upgrade will include a new replacement user guide, and so you will see that on the player after you perform the upgrade.
Don Barrett, you want to put your question up in text chat? I could hear your mic, but I'm not hearing your question, and I'll read it. In the meantime, the Don says, I am from Quebec and like reading French books, too, so can this stream reader read? Oops, it jumped off on me. So can the stream reader read the language, or will I have to wait?
It depends what you mean by reading. If you're reading a recorded, playing a recorded book on the stream, if it's a French recording, then you're going to hear it, of course, in it's reproducing the human narration, so the language is not an issue. If it's a textbook, then we need to have the nuanced vocalizer language, the French version of that. So we will make that available. It's the same intention we have in other European countries to have different kinds of vocalizer languages available as soon as they roll out from Nuance. And in fact, French is one of the first ones that should be coming around September, October, and the European ones a month or two after those.
Okay. Rick Alfaro wanted to know, does the stream come with any SD cards at all? And I believe you've answered that one. So just, I think, looks like to me like everybody else in here is a repeat. Do you want to just open it up, Bob, or you want to go over the repeated question?
Well, let's try opening up for the mic crowd and get, you know, because, and just ask your question, please, and let's see how it goes. Okay? So let's give your name and ask away, but no speeches, please. Just ask the question here, please.
This is Bruce Taves again. Will there be a possibility of an external charger for spare batteries, and how much will spare batteries cost?
Quick question. Is it a standard phone jack, standard 3.5 millimeter phone jack?
Wait, you guys, sir. Don, wait for the answer, please, okay? He asked about an external charger for the battery, and how much will the battery cost? Let's let Jerry answer that. Hold back a second. You got to let him answer, please.
I'm sorry, I don't. That's a good question, the battery cost. I don't have the price on that. I know our sales distribution team was talking about it, but I don't have the information. So you're best to call our customer support in Canada or U.S. for that. That was Bruce, right? So in Canada, that would be 1-888-723-7273. As far as a battery charger, we haven't designed one yet. This would be a rather expensive device if we built them in very low volume, so I think the decision on that will have to come later. At the moment, it means if you had a second battery, you would need to swap out the first battery and charge the second one in the player.
Will it charge the battery from the computer if you put your USB port, USB cable in there and let it charge, Jerry?
And no, it won't. We didn't decide to do that for, again, it's more of a cost-benefit analysis. It would have added cost to the player to make that work, and it would have taken quite a long time on a USB trickle charge to actually charge this high capacity battery that we have. So we elected not to do that. So you do need to have the AC adapter for charging the battery.
I don't think you did answer the question as to whether the SD card, does one come with the player or does it have to be bought separately?
On the web page, there's a checkbox when you order the player. If you want us to supply a 1 gigabyte SD card, you can check that box and it will come with the player. For those people that prefer to buy their own or already have SD cards, then they have the option of just buying the player with no card.
Jerry, is the phone jack on this thing a standard 3.5 millimeter stereo jack so that you'll be able to plug conventional patch cords and connect it to other systems?
The headphone jack I think you're referring to is a standard 3.5 millimeter, yes. So you can plug it to external speakers or like I've used it with my external speakers on my computer and it works fine.
What about using an SD card reader and copy stuff?
No. We got to have Jerry answer the question that was asked, please, about the charging AC adapter on. Does it give the charging information? How much is left? How much? And so on. And then he asked the second one that I don't understand. So.
No, the info key on the Victor Reader Stream will tell you that the player is recharging, but it won't tell you how much charge time is left. So you have the notification visually by the blinking light or auditorially by the message that it's charging, but you don't know whether it's got 1 hour left or 2 hours or half an hour. The second question about the SD card, I'm sorry, I've lost it now. Can you repeat the second question? Oh, the automatic file creation. No, we don't create the folder structure. The reserve folder names are not created automatically when you put the card in. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it's possible that you can just put one type of content, let's say music, into the root of the SD and just have an SD card with music in it, and then the bookshelf key will only give you music on the selection. And so we don't want to interfere with people's SD card and automatically create folders that they may not wish to use. So you do have to use Windows Explorer and just create those folders before you set up the content. We'll, as time goes by, we'll review that, and we may give, if people are challenged with setting up that content, we might do something in the future, such as having a setup program that you can install on your PC to help you. So we're going to evaluate that over time.
Pam Quinn, if you're reading a text file that does not contain page breaks, what information will the Where Am I key give you? Like, will it give you a percentage to let you know where you're at in the book?
Very good question. There's not much we can give you on text files, so your guess was a very good one. We're going to give you, when you press Where Am I, we're going to tell you you're 20% or 40%. Into the file. So that's about all the information we have available, because relying on page breaks and so on is not something, we don't know what the structure of that file is, so we're just going to report percentage read.
Lynn, I'm going to show my ignorance a bit here. If I have in my documents folder, it's my music file and it has all my MP3s, it could have 48 folders in there, and within them are individual album folders and then tracks. Can I lift that entire My Music folder onto an SD card and all the things will be verbalized down to the track names?
Yes, that's correct. You do one single copy and paste of your whole structure inside and copy it inside the $VR music folder on the SD card. And if you didn't want to use the bookshelf feature of the player, then you could actually just format a blank SD card and copy your whole music structure into the root of the SD, and the stream would also play that. But in this case, that SD card would not have any Daisy, Nizo, or other books available. So it all boils down to whether you want to use the bookshelf to have different types of content or whether you just want to have music. But either way, you just copy the whole structure, and the stream will voice those folder names right down to the track name of the individual song.
I'm Aiden from Canada, and I wondered if the stream on the other bookshelf, if, say, I had a book in there with folders, say, the Harry Potter example you had before, and it was each disc was in its own folder, would it just ignore the folder structure and just go by files?
If you've got, let's say you have 5 CDs of different books, then what you'd need to do in the VR Other Books folder on your SD card, you would create folder Harry Potter and folder number 2 for the next book and folder number 3 for the third book. The logical thing would be to create the folder names according to the title of the book, and then you'd copy all of the files from that CD of that book into each of those folders. And the stream will give you, using its built-in TTS, will announce the folder names as you navigate. And then when you select that folder and press play, it'll play the file names. Once you're playing the book, you can navigate with 4 and 6 from file to file, so you have some limited navigation. So let's say the files happen to be chapters. If that's the way the book was set up, then you'd be able to move from chapter to chapter by moving from file to file.
I'm assuming that sounds listened to, music and so on, is going to be in stereo, listened to over the headphones?
Absolutely. The stereo, the headphones are a stereo output, absolutely.
That's Susan Thompson. I'm just wanting to clarify that when you're charging the battery, I assume you can't use the machine at the same time.
No, you can play the machine while you're charging, so you just have to be tethered to the AC outlet, but the machine will completely be functional and operational while it's charging. The little light that I mentioned blinking actually only blinks when the machine is powered off and recharging, so then you have the blinking indicator. But when it's playing steadily and you're using it, then the light glows steady, but in either case it's recharging.
Pam Quinn again. Does the battery have a memory in it so that it's best for you to let it run completely down before charging?
No, the battery doesn't have a memory. It's usually recommended that the first 3 or 4 times you cycle the battery, just to, I'm told this helps to get its full capacity from the get-go, but as a general rule, these lithium-ion batteries are not like the old nickel-cadmium. They don't have a memory, so there's no chemical memory, if you like, that you have to worry about draining it completely and then recharging.
Jerry, does it have a battery powering off message when the battery's too low? And then when I charge it, it usually comes up right to the file. My Victor Classic Plus does, anyway. Comes right up to where I left off.
Exactly the same thing, yes. We do... we give you a warning when we sense that there's only a few minutes left. We will actually tell you in an audio message that battery is low, Victor powering off, and that's so it can save the reading position at that point. So, yes, it behaves the same way as the Classic Plus.
Jerry Franklin, I've been listening to this and I've gotten a little confused. Would you say when the systems are delivered in August, what are the formats that we'll be able to use at that time?
If you opened the box today, you would be able to play DAISY 2.02, which are produced by organizations like CNIB and elsewhere in Europe, Australia. RFB&D produces DAISY 2.02. So you can play DAISY 202. You will be able to play NISO books, whoever produces NISO recorded books. The only one I can think of at the moment is Bookshare, and theirs are text-only books. NLS is producing NISO books, but as I mentioned before, we have to wait until they're ready with their service and they have the players authorized. If I stop thinking about NISO and DAISY, then the other formats our MP3, which includes music and MP3 recorded books. We play WAV, which are the formats that you would get by ripping or copying a CD music CD. We play Ogg Vorbis, We play TXT and HTML files from your computer. And so the formats missing at the moment are BRF and WMA and audible.com.
Are you anticipating then any format document files we want to put on there, we'd need to switch from DOC to TXT, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's a play variable bitrate MP3s or Ogvorbis file.
Yes, James Mackey in San Francisco. Had you guys ever thought of putting a clock on the device?
Yes, I lost the microphone there. Just to answer the previous question, we do play Ogvorbis, and I believe we play VBR variable bitrate. I'm not definite. I haven't actually tried a VBR Ogvorbis, but it certainly works with MP3. I expect it works with Ogvorbis. The only caveat to that is the elapsed time and time remaining are unpredictable and not as accurate when you have variable bitrate files. And so if the gentleman from San Francisco, if you can repeat your question, please.
He wanted to know if you ever consider putting a clock in the Victor stream.
Oh, yes, a clock. Yes, we've definitely considered it. It's another one of those cost-benefit things. This would make the player more expensive. And really have, I think, in my estimation at least, and the users that we surveyed, we wouldn't get enough value to drive the price up. We might have some value for 10% of the users, but the other 90% would be paying more money for something they don't need or want.
Dennis Schwentner from Santa Barbara. I came in late. Does the unit actually record as well?
Yes, the unit does record. We call it voice recording. I just want to emphasize it's not a high-end digital recorder for music, so it's voice recording mono only.
Lynn, I know it sounds crazy, but it isn't. Will NLS allow you to buy two of these players and authorize them so I could keep one at home? Yes, I know they're portable. Or one at work in various places and just not have to worry about taking them?
Well, that would be a good question for NLS. I don't see why it would be a problem. NLS intends to provide a player to all of its members, so you will have their player and plus another commercial player if you choose to buy one, or if other people enter the commercial market with NLS playback capability, then you'd have the option of having several players. So I don't see why that would be an impediment.
Hi, Jerry Vinny, Samarco here from Fort St. John, B.C. Do you know the Canadian price? And the other question has to do with the capacity of a 1 gig card. Say I'd like to download a Bible. Could I fit that on a 1 gig card? You know, just something that say CNIB put out. What would be the longest disc that a CNIB disc that I could put on a 1 gig card?
So the Canadian price is $360, and if you elect to supply the SD card 1 gig, I think it's $385. And in terms of what you can put on a 1 gig card, you could put a million 1 byte text files, or you could put, in terms of, you mentioned CNIB, most of their CDs are between 150 to 300 megabytes. So if they were, say, 200 megabytes, then you would be able to have close to 5 books on 1 gigabyte card. Of course, text-only books like you get from Bookshare are much smaller because they don't have recorded audio, so you could put hundreds of those on a single 1 gigabyte card. So there's really depends on the content. A typical recorded CD is about 200, 250 megabytes. And a gig card means 1,000 megabytes, so that means about 4 CDs, equivalent of 4 CNIB CDs in your case.
Also, this is Mike. Most of the Bookshare DAISY textbooks are only about anywhere from about 250K upwards around 500K or so. So you can, you know, get a lot of DAISY text files on your unit and not have enough time in the rest of your lifetime to be able to read all of them.
Okay, the Don has put in a question in the text chat area. It's about reading. Can the DAISY player read regular text files? And the straightforward answer on that is yes.
Pam, if I'm using Samantha, I think that's the name of the the voice that reads the text files. And then I decide when Tom comes out, I want to download that. Okay, say I regretted that and I decided I wanted to go back to Samantha. Can I do that as long as I just have one voice on the player at a time, or am I stuck with the latest one that I've downloaded?
Yes, the short answer to your question is yes, you can go back and forth because we'll keep both versions, the male and female software will be available on the website.
Okay, I have time for a few more questions here.
I've got one more in text chat. Rick Alfaro has asked, is there a fast forward and rewind available within an MP3 music file or an MP3 book?
So I didn't demonstrate the fast forward, but we have what we call an accelerated fast forward feature. So there's various things you can do, and this applies to Daisy books, it applies to music, to MP3 files, right across the board. So if you tap the fast forward key once, it'll jump 5 seconds. If you tap the rewind key once, it'll back up 5 seconds. If you press and hold it, for the first 5 seconds, it will move like any fast forward or rewind key, moving a little bit in the text. And if you hold it for longer than 5 seconds, then it will jump and do a 1 minute jump backward or forward. If you continue to hold it, each 3 seconds that you hold the key down, it will continue to jump in larger increments. So, for example, you will hear audio message feedback as you hold the key down, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So the biggest jump is 5 minutes, and that comes after you hold the key down for about 10 seconds.
It's actually Aiden from Canada again. And with my previous question, I was actually wondering about folders inside books. For example, if I rip an audio, some audio CDs, one book with a bunch of audio CDs in their own separate folders, putting each disc in a folder. If I would be able to play through that book and all the different tracks and the different discs. So, like the Harry Potter one, if I bought it on audio CD, rip the audio CDs, all of them, to one big folder, so it was inside the Harry Potter folders, disc one, disc two, disc three, and so on. Would it be able to play that book? And I was curious if the CNIB had talked with you about using the Victor Stream instead of the CDs that they're using now.
So the answer to the first question is yes. If you structure the book, the Harry Potter folder, you can have subfolders for the discs. As far as CNIB, I can't speak for their plans. They're still producing CDs and distributing by CDs. Long term, they would like to have different kinds of distribution options, but I don't see when that would happen, or I don't know what their schedule is. You'd have to talk to them about what their roadmap is for the future. But at this point in time, you could take any one of their CDs and copy the files onto that from that CD into a folder on the SD card and play it just as if it was on the CD.
Bryce Samuelson is asking, what will the features be when the stream is released?
So when the stream is released in a couple of weeks, we will have DAISY 202 format, and we will have MP3, WAVE, OGG Vorbis, and TXT and HTML files.
Okay, time for a couple of more questions, please.
Oh, hi, am I speaking? Yeah, this is Lachlan Thomas from Melbourne, Australia. I was just wondering, I'm a voice note user, and I was just wondering, will it be possible to copy files directly from the voice note to the Victor Reader stream without going through your computer? And also, will it be possible to read some of the documents on the voice note, such as keyword text documents or keyword braille documents on the VictorReader stream, given that they're both HumanWare products? I understand the VictorReader stream probably doesn't support the keyword documents right now, but will that be possible in the future?
No, there's no plan for supporting the keyword documents at this point. Mike, you're the Braille Note expert. I'll let you talk about transferring content from that device to the stream. And I'm sorry, the gentleman that asked the question before, the microphone was too faint and I couldn't hear the question.
Yeah, regarding copying of data, that shouldn't be a problem, you know, with your voice note starting in Keysoft 7.2. You can mark multiple folders and files from within the directory under the folder manager, and you could copy those to the SD card and then move that over to the Victor stream. Probably one thing that you would have to make sure of is make sure that you're in directory mode. So to do that, do a space T on a BT keyboard, and I believe it's Control T on QT models will put you into the directory mode, so that way you can go down, you know, several layers below the root directory. But yeah, absolutely, you should be able to copy any MP3 or any text files or even DAISY content from one card to an SD card and then plug that into your Victor stream, no problem.
Well, Jerry and Mike, we want to thank you so very much for this excellent presentation. We're really excited. You've explained it so well and so patiently, and we want to thank you and give you some rest here. You got to go to work tomorrow, and if you want to stay around and talk, that's up to you. We're going to officially close this now. The rest of you, if Jerry and Mike have to leave, are welcome to stay as long as you want. Next week, thanks to the good efforts of Pat Price, we're going to have the Omni Packmate, the new Packmate with Jonathan Mosen. So we hope you'll be here to hear about that revolutionary product. But again, Mike and Jerry, thank you so very much from the Tech Talk team and audience.
And Franklin here, and I want to thank both of y'all for a very professional and very outstanding presentation.
Well, thank you very much for organizing the room, and to Pat Price as well, and Fred for his time in moderating, and Bob and everybody. It was wonderful to be here, and we'll come back and do an update on the stream later when we have more information about different formats and maybe a chance to do some kind of a tutorial kind of session. Perhaps showing people how to transfer content and make it available on the SD card. I think there's some opportunities to provide that kind of support and information as we start getting some stream out in the field and people are interested in knowing how to use it better. So thanks for the opportunity to present, and it was a pleasure to be here. I can maybe stay another 15 minutes or so if anybody has specific questions or wants me to push some buttons on the unit. And Mike, I'll let you close out and speak for yourself. So.
Let Mike speak, but after that, when you were demoing things, were you using a speaker in the unit or an external? I came in a little late, and I don't know.
I was using an external speaker. I could try and demonstrate the built-in speaker by holding it close to the microphone. I would say if you've ever used a PDA, this is a PDA class speaker, so you'll get the same experience from this device as you would from a PDA. In other words, if you're in the room by yourself and it's on the table in front of you, you can hear it. But if you're outside walking in traffic and you want to check a voice note or something, I would be holding it up to my ear or getting out the headphones.
I just want to say, this is Mike, first of all, regarding the speaker, on the unit, I've had to actually hold the thing up to my ear in noisy environments to be able to try and make any intelligence out of what's coming out of it. So it's not a high output speaker by any means, but it is functional if that's all you have. Regarding my concluding comments, I just want to thank Pat and Bob and Fred. Sometimes I know managing a large group can be kind of like herding cats all over the place, but what a great event this was, and we're just very thankful to have the opportunity to come and present our products and be able to show them to folks and have this great interaction with everybody around the world, actually. And we look forward to future opportunities. I know coming up on the horizon we have Keysoft 7.5, which will be released hopefully sometime in August or so, that we'll definitely want to come back and show people the great improvements and features that are available on the BrailleNote and VoiceNote products. So we are very eager to do that, and hopefully we can have some other presentations on other products that that we have available out there as time goes on. But I want to thank everyone for coming and asking such great questions. I'm glad Jerry was here because he knew more than I did, and so I want to thank Jerry as well for being a good sport and supporting us and helping us out as well. And thank all of you for your participation in making this a great success.
This is Pat, and I certainly would like to lend my sincere thanks to both of you for what I consider one of the most professional presentations we have had. It absolutely is amazing, the amount of knowledge, the amount of information that you've shared, and the conciseness with which both of you have handled the question. It's always a pleasure to have HumanWare representatives, I'll tell you. And you know, the good thing, while you are actually necessarily employees of HumanWare, you both are blind, and you both are blind consumers. And we really like to have that in our presentation, because you do understand where most of our audience is coming from. So again, from my heart, thank you so much for making this the most enjoyable and very informative evening.
One more question, Jerry. This is Vinny in Fort St. John, B.C. I just went on your site, and I can't find where I'm supposed to sign up or where I can sign up for updates. I looked as thoroughly as I knew how. Maybe it's just called something that I didn't know. So that's what I'm looking for, is the sign-up link to get email updates.
Can you also give the website again for latecomers?
Well, the website is humanware.com, and underneath there we have product information. There's a shortcut key, I believe, on the home page. I haven't been there for a while now, but that will take you directly to the Victor Reader Stream, or you can go through the product categories and look at all of the HumanWare products. Also, this humanware.com is a merger of all of our different websites around the world, and it's only been up for a few weeks, so I can't remember where they've put the subscription page. I'm sorry about that. There is a link somewhere in there to sign up for the email blasts. Maybe Mike can remember off the top of his head. I'd have to go in and search for it myself. But it shouldn't be as hard to find as you say, so we must not be making it bold enough. Mike, do you know where that link is to subscribe to for information?
I must confess, I really don't. I'm still kind of lost in spots with the new website. The good thing is there is a search field right there on every page. So go ahead and just type in your search term, and it will bring up the page where you can sign up for those emails. The other nice thing is there are drop-down boxes, so you can select the different region from within the world that you're at. So if you're in Canada, you can select that, and it will remember that page for you when you log back in and select humanware.com. Also, there are other drop-down menus for font size and type, and you know, changing colors to help out folks who may be low vision. So my recommendation is just go to the search field and type in the search terms, and it'll bring up the page that way. The link for the actual Victor Stream is right there prominent on the homepage when you first bring up humanware.com. It's right there under the what's new after all of the navigation links. It's right there very prominent, so feel free to do that. And there's also a link right up there towards the top of the page where it says purchase the Victor Stream, and you can go and purchase that directly from the website.
you're going to hit me for this question. With the possibility of impending Audible support, do you know which of the four Audible formats the stream might support?
It'll be either three or four, one of those two for sure.
How exactly would you navigate an HTML file on the stream? Because I know, for example, if you want to activate a link or something, different documents have different amounts of links. How would that be accomplished on the stream?
Well, when we say that we play HTML, we don't mean that we browse HTML, so we're not browsing the content like you would with a web browser. We're just reading the HTML, so we will give you navigation by line, sentence, and paragraph. And what we're thinking of adding in the future, it won't be time to make it for version 1, but we could actually have level 1, level 2 navigation on HTML files. Using the H1 and the H2 and H3 headings that are, you know, the meta tags that are in HTML files. So that's a possible enhancement for the future. But at the moment, it's just playing them like they were a flat text file. So it's just reading them sequentially. I want to emphasize that we're not using the player like a browser and activating links and jumping around and so on.
The structure for naming the folders, I thought I heard you mention dollar signs in the folder names. I assume that it will be listed in the user guide what folders we need to put on our SD cards. Is that correct?
Yes, there's a section called Bookshelf in the user guide which explains all of that. There's a little table in that section that lists the folder names and tells you what is announced on the bookshelf for each of those and what kind of content goes in them. We use $VR, VR for Victor Reader, and dollar sign just to make sure that we didn't have any potential of overlapping other people's folder names. Not many people would put dollar signs in their folders. The other thing about a dollar sign is it conveniently sorts the folders to the top of the list, so our folders are up at the top, and whatever other folder structure you might have on your SD card is sequential, and so we don't have our files mixed in with your files, making it harder for you to read.
Hi, this is Joni Leonard. If you're not very good at shopping online, can the order be called in to HumanWare?
Yes, you can phone the 1-800 number in Canada or U.S., and they'll be happy to help you out with that, no problem at all. So that is 1-800-722-3393 in the U.S., and in Canada it's 1-888-723-7273. Yes, it does. It tells you how many authorization keys are installed in that player. Yes, the info key is providing that information.
Also, when you update the player, is it automatic? And does it give you audio feedback when you do that? And does the user have to hit anything during the update process?
Yes to the first two and no to the last question. The update is automatic. It's a single file that contains all of the components that Stream needs. You put that single file onto the SD card and the Stream will recognize it. It will give you an audio message saying beginning firmware update to version 1.1 or whatever the version number is, and then it will take about a minute or so, and at the end of that process it will say your Victor Reader stream has been updated to version 1.1, and then it will power off. So it's all automatic, no intervention by you, and you get an audio message at each end of the process.
And I've got to say, on my part, I actually updated my unit here today with the latest beta, and that was the easiest update process I've ever had. And, you know, dealing with a lot of different technologies, I mean, it couldn't be simpler. You just put the card in, and it basically does everything else for you. You don't have to do anything else. Just sit there and listen to it just to monitor what's going on, and it takes care of the rest. So it really is a very nice, user-friendly, straightforward upgrade process.
Using that keyboard is going to be a snap. I've got the Victor Reader Classic X Plus. And it sounded like just a dead ringer from my Classic X.
It's exactly the same interface with, as I mentioned earlier, a few enhancements, because the Classic Plus is CD player which plays only recorded files. So in addition, the stream has your text-to-speech voice, so it can play the text files or the DAISY or NISO books that are text-only. And, of course, we have the voice recording feature, which you don't have on the Classic Plus. So, but everything is still operated through that telephone numeric keypad and the four arrow keys for up, down, left, and right. Everything's exactly the same. So it's a Classic Plus in the palm of your hands, basically.
You bet. Miniaturized with some extra features. I just got through talking with Mark, and I want to be starving, but I'm getting one order tomorrow.
Yes, this is Marcia Mackey here. I was wondering, you talk about having a folder on your SD card. What if, peradventure, you do not have an SD card slot in your computer? And second question is, what actually comes with the package when you get it shipped? I appreciate the answer to the questions.
So if you don't have an SD card slot in your computer, then there's still two ways you can transfer information. You can plug in the stream directly using the USB cable that we provide. In this case, the SD card on the stream will be recognized by Windows on your computer, so you'll still be able to copy. And there's even another way you can go out and buy at any computer store. You can buy what's called a USB card reader, and that's a little tiny device, a little bit smaller than a playing card, about a credit card size device that has a USB cable with it. You can plug that in your computer, and it has little slots in it for putting different kinds of memory cards. So a lot of people that manage SD cards have that little interface too. They cost about $25 in the computer store. And if you don't buy either of those, if you don't have the SD card in your computer and you don't buy the USB card reader, then the stream will plug in to your PC for you. So what we give you in the box is the stream. It comes with the it comes with one rechargeable battery. It comes with an AC adapter for recharging. It comes with the cable I just mentioned for connecting to the computer. That's about a 4-foot cable. It comes with a shorter USB cable, about 3 inches, which is an optional one that you can use for the USB stick or the future NLS book cartridge if you're in the US and you want to be able to plug in the book cartridges. And what else is in there? We have the CD, which we'll put some information on that, such as the user guide in different formats, frequently asked questions, release notes. There's quick start instructions on the CD, so that when you open the box and you want to know how to turn it on, put the battery in, and what the keys are, there's a basic 2-page quick introduction that you can listen to on your PC by just putting the CD in your PC. So you don't have to read the whole user guide just to quickly get started. Well, the person that records those pre-recorded messages is getting a little bit older. We've had the same Victor voice now for nearly 10 years. And so if you've got an older player, you might have just experienced a little bit of sound difference in his voice. But it is actually the same person that's recording our messages. And so I guess, does that answer your question?
The other thing is, Jerry, you forgot to mention that there are a pair of earbuds and also a carrying case that comes with the package.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you very much for pointing that out. I'm starting to get tired. Yes, there is a little carrying case with a belt clip. The player slides into that, and it has a fold-over flap that covers the keypad and just clips to the back with Velcro. So the belt clip is upside down, meaning when you put the player on, the top of the player is pointing down and the bottom of the player is pointing towards you, so that the orientation of the keyboard is still the way you're familiar with it. And yes, we do supply a little earbud so that you do have something out of the box to listen to the to plug into the headphones and listen to the output. Those are stereo earbuds.
Oh, that's cool. So what format is all this stuff in? Is it in MP3 or just TXT?
Did you say what format is the CD material? The CD, on the first release, I'm planning to have Microsoft Word of the user guide, HTML of the user guide, and I guess we could have a TXT of the user guide. There's no reason we can't give you that. There will be quick start instructions and frequently asked questions, and also the user guide in DAISY format will be built into the player's memory, so that will be available to you by pressing and holding the key number 1. And it will play back using the built-in voice, so you'll have all of those options. So that means, of course, if you want to have Braille or print from the CD, you can reproduce those documents in Braille or print as well.
Brandon, can you do something about turning your audio up? Either get closer to your microphone, or if you're wearing a headset mic, make sure the mic is down in front of your mouth and not on top of your head like I do all the time. Because you are extremely difficult to hear.
How's this for getting close to the microphone?
Better, but still very weak.
Yes, James Mackey in San Francisco, I have a question. Is the flash card that you would use, you know, like in a... and the book couriers, what is the difference between the flash card that you would use in the Victor Stream player? Is that a different type of flash card, or what type of flash card is that? Is that the same size, or are the flash cards smaller?
The book carrier, if I recall, uses a CF card, what was called a compact flash card, and more popular nowadays are the SD cards, which stands for Secure Digital. We use the SD cards in the stream. Those are the kind that you'll see. They're a little bit smaller than the CF card in your book carrier, and they're the kind you'll see in digital cameras and so on. So they're about a postage stamp size.
This is my final question for the night. Will this be archived on HumanWare's website?
I'll talk to the webmaster about that. I know that accessibleworld.org was going to put it up on their archives, and I think it would be something we'd consider making available on HumanWare. We want to make all the product information available we can, so I'll talk to the webmaster about that.
Don, we're in open chat, so you can just go ahead and jump in at any point. You can get in and ask your question.
Can you guys hear me? This is Don Barrett. Hello. I'd like to ask a quick question, please.
Yes, you're good to go, Don. I can hear you fine.
I noticed that there seems to be a complex folder structure that people will need in order to put various books, kinds of books, into different bookshelves. And I was wondering, if you put a new card in the SD player, will it automatically get initialized with that folder structure? Could you talk about that just a little bit? Thanks, guys.
No, we don't intend to do that now. That's one of those 50-50 things. We have some users that say, don't mess with my SD card. I've set it up and I don't want you creating folders all over the place. And then we have other users that say, well, it's a bit of a challenge. I don't know how to create these folders. What we do is document them in the user guide so you know exactly what the names are. I might introduce... perhaps in the version 1.1, if people continue to ask the question, we're considering having a companion software that we would put on the CD, make available for download, and the Stream Companion software would run on your PC, and it would, for example, it could show you the DAISY books that it finds on your hard drive and give you a list of them and ask which ones you want to transfer to the stream, and then it could create the folder structure that's necessary to put those in. And so I think that would be the way to make that optional software available for those people that want something a little simpler to manage. And then the other users that want to manage their SD card and do everything on their own, they also have the option of doing that. When we initially designed the player, people told us very clearly they wanted to have something that interfaced to Windows and gave them complete control with Windows, and they didn't want to have any PC software imposed upon them. to manage the content. So we have achieved that. The intention is to use Windows Explorer, but I have no objection to providing a little tool if it's going to help some of the users. So stay tuned and there'll be more information about that.
That was already written by Greg Kearney for interfacing the DAISY with the Macintosh, and if you're planning to stick that on the CD.
No, I wouldn't put that one on the CD. I think that's a grassroots program that Greg has kindly provided to people out there who are Mac users, and I think it's great that he's done that and he's made it available. So whatever we put on the CD is something that we would need to maintain ourselves and have full control over. So it would be a humanware companion software. But having said that, if Greg Kearney's program does the job for you, then there's certainly no issue with using it.
Do you guys do Ogg Vorbis support?
Yes, we will play those
files.
Yes, that's the one we do have to automatically create because we've got to put the notes somewhere. So we didn't want to just create them in the root of the SD. We wanted to put them somewhere where they're manageable. So at the moment, that's the only folder we create automatically. So you're quite correct about that.
Jerry, this is Paul Edwards, and I'm just letting you know I was here and saying good night. It was a pleasure to hear you again.
Thank you very much, Paul. Paul is a beta tester of ours, and he's provided great input on the product, and we thank him so much for your support as well, Paul, and all the feedback and testing you're doing for us.
Albert, try doing a Alt M for microphone and adjust the volume. Control is adjust the slider up all the way as far as it'll go, and see if that helps.
While he's doing that, I'll just comment on the visual appearance of the player. I don't think I remember to do that when I did the physical description. One thing we were asked to do in our early research of this product, from users, including blind users, is they asked us if we could make a player that was had a mainstream or commercial look and feel to it. They wanted to have a device that looked mainstream and didn't look like a traditional, if you like, black box with white buttons. So we have worked very hard to have a custom designed enclosure that has nice contours and is comfortable to hold. It has high contrast, but still looks good. The player face is black. It's kind of a rubberized surface, painted to look like it's rubberized. It's actually plastic. The keys are silver in color against that black face, so they stand out quite nice. The top of the player above the keypad where the microphone and speaker is a metallic silver in color. And dropping down along the left and right edge from that metallic silver is a similar metallic silver border, so that silver border outlines the black face of the keys, and then the silver wraps around the bottom of the player to the back, so that if you turn the player over, it's metallic silver on the back. So if you look at it from a distance, you see something that looks metallic silver and rubberized in nature with silver buttons. It looks quite attractive. And we've got the very positive feedback both from sighted people and low vision people about that look and feel. Okay, Fred, I guess it sounds like people are winding up and getting ready for bed. Should we sign off here? Are you still with me, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Just as a kind of a fun note, I must confess, my 3-year-old son thinks that the Victor Stream is the remote control for our TV, and I can't seem to convince him otherwise, so it's an ongoing battle of hiding it so he doesn't get it. But just kind of a fun note that he instantly recognizes that it looks like a mainstream kind of product, you know, kind of like a remote control, and I'm still trying to convince him otherwise.
Okay, well, let me know if he changes channels with it, because I'll be sure to put that on the features list.
There you go. I'm looking at a picture of it, and yeah, it does look very much like a television remote control. Albert has still been unable to speak, so if he wants to type something up in text chat, I'd be glad to read it for him.
You might want to make sure that in your Windows volume control that you haven't got the mic disabled. It's possible to turn off your mic in the Windows volume control, so that could be your issue.
I know you probably think I'm bugging you with questions by now, but I fixed my volume control on the mic. Well, anyway, I heard in the user guide that there was going to be some software on the CD that will allow you to convert your voice note recordings from AMR to MP3. Is that still true?
Yes, that's a second reason for the having the companion software. So we're pretty much committed to creating that software. We've in testing with users, we've come up with several reasons. One of them being some people would like assistance to manage the collection of files that make up Daisy Books. The second reason is the one you just mentioned. In order to economize on storage and efficiency, we actually decided to use the AMR Wideband Plus codec that is built into the player. This is the codec that NLS has selected for their NISO talking books. And since we had that on the player, it's much more efficient and much more, at least when you're recording voice, it's much more efficient and much better fidelity than you get from MP3. So we encoded the voice notes that you make when you press the record button. They actually become AMR Wideband Plus files, which end with 3GP. So for those people that want to use those notes on their computer, and it makes sense that they would if they're recording lectures or doing interviews and so on, we want to provide a little conversion in the client software that will take those 3GP files and put them back to WAV or something that you can use in other kinds of software that you might have on your computer.
That's good. You guys going to be creating new tutorials or updates to the site when the stream's released and updated?
Yes, I have on my list of my to-do list to have a little tutorial that you can... again, I've only got 1 week left this week to finish the package contents for version 1, so it'll probably show up on version 1.1, but it'll be something that's on the CD where you can copy some sample content off of the CD onto the SD card and then follow a little script that will let you go through the different functions of the player and play some books, some MP3s, and some music. So that'll all be present on the CD. But for those users who already have purchased version 1, I'll put the same information up on the website. So if you want to download the tutorial with the accompanying files, it'll be on the CD if you buy version 1.1 or later. And if you've bought it version 1, you'll be able to get it from the website.
Well, guys, it's nearly 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and where I am, it's 4 minutes to 10. So it's getting a little late. I think we ought to wrap it for this evening. Anybody has any objections, speak now or forever hold your peace. But these guys have done a wonderful job for you, for everybody, and I think we need to give them well-deserved kudos and let them call it a night.
Okay, thanks again to one and all, Fred and Pat and Bob, again for the organizing, to my colleague Mike, who was great to have him help me out, and I was happy to be able to support him, and between the two of us, I hope we've given you the information you needed. Thanks especially to all of you who mic'd in and connected your computers. It's just great for me as a blind person to have been able to shepherd this product through development and to launch, and to know that we've got a product that's very interesting and very exciting and will be useful to a lot of people. And at the end of the day, that's what pleases me the most. So thanks very much for the enthusiasm you're demonstrating on the product, and keep the feedback coming, keep the suggestions coming, and the Victor Reader stream will continue to grow as time passes.
Yeah, thanks everyone once again. It was a lot of fun to do this. I'm so glad that Jerry agreed to be here with me this evening because he was able to answer some things, quite honestly, that I didn't know, and I actually learned quite a bit about the product. I know I've been working with it now for about 2 weeks, but it's been a good informational session for myself as well to become more familiar with the unit's capabilities, and it was a lot of fun to do this tonight, and I must confess I kind of already halfway signed off because I was just sitting here eating my sandwich. So without any further ado, I think I'll go ahead and eat my dinner, and if anyone has any questions or would like more information, you know, feel free to contact Jerry or I. Our emails are in the press release that went out, or you can email me at mike.gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, at humanware.com. So everyone have a good night, and we'll see you somewhere down the road later on.
I want to thank both of you for being here this evening. We've really enjoyed your presentation, and we look forward to the next time.
Again, thank you very much, and I'm certainly looking forward to the receipt of my Victor Reader stream. So good night, everyone, and we'll see you next week. And we're going to be seeing more from Humanware in probably about a month. So keep tuned to our Accessible World announcements, too. So good night, everyone, and thanks again, Mike and Jerry.